Hey, Gavox here. Welcome to Mutt Men, episode 164, and I'm joined by my good friend, Texas. How are you today, good sir?
Yo, we are good, man. How about yourself, Fox?
I'm doing solid. Of course, me and Texas have backgrounds of Game of Thrones right now, which we will talk at the end of the episode, so if anybody wants to avoid spoilers, we won't talk about it before then. But besides for Game of Thrones, what's your text message this week, Tex?
My text message for this week... I know the question is coming, but I'm always underprepared for it. Like, it's really...
That's a podcast, just in a nutshell right there. Underprepared. we stutter with sentences. We don't know what we're doing. It's basically, like, two blind men trying to get through a forest right here. We're running through a lot of trees. Yeah. So what do you got, Tex?
I mean, okay, so I went and saw... Okay, this is not really a text message, but not even a spoiler... I went and saw...
No spoiler, Avengers either.
No, I'm no just going to... No spoiler. I went and saw Endgame, okay. And it's the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. That's quite a teaser.
And right. I cried twice. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Hard-ass Texas cried twice during that movie.
That's pretty impressive.
I've cried 4 times in movies, right? I can keep track because I don't cry a lot, right? I'm a bitch sometimes, but I don't be crying because that's what I don't think I can be doing that. But I've cried during Mighty Joe Young. I don't know if you remember that movie growing up. Mighty Joe Young?
No.
Disney Channel original?
Mm-mm. No, I've never seen it. Sorry.
Wait, has our guest seen it? CK, have you seen Mighty Joe Young?
I was waiting for y'all to introduce you.
Yeah, I know.
But no.
That's a bad introduction. But we'll get you the official, but have you seen Mighty Joe Young?
I might have. I remember that movie. What was it about again?
It was a gorilla grew up on an island and they brought it to America. And then it's not a good movie. It's like King Kong Light. He climbs up on a carnival Ferris wheel and falls off and almost dies, but he doesn't.
I'm typing it in.
It's not that good of a movie. It sucks. But I cried during that. Okay. I've cried during the True Confessions, another Disney Channel original movie. I'm a weirdo when it comes to those. And the last movie I cried before this one was I Am Legend. When he was talking to the mannequin after his dog died. Spoiler alert. For those
that's an old movie. Yeah.
These are all old movies. So I cried 3 times until this last one. So, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yes, cool.
CK, like Gutfox says, no spoilers.
Have you ever cried during a movie, CK?
Oh,
have you cried?
Yeah, probably. Sex? Of course. Come on, man. Let's keep this like. Come on, man. And no, the answer is no. But Hardball. You ever see Hardball?
I got you.
Of course.
I know Michael B. Jordan. I know exactly which
his little brother.
You
yeah, you know exactly which one I'm talking about. his little brother died.
Yeah.
That got me. Yeah.
Movie about baseball.
Besides that, though.
Oh, with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I saw the first, like, 15 minutes on television. I turned it off. It didn't really grip me.
It's not a good movie.
I got two other ones, too. Right, Four Brothers.
One? Okay.
You know Four Brothers. And John Q. John Q with Denzel. Denzel the GOAT, in my opinion.
You cried during John Q?
Yeah. And if we're talking TV shows, you already know, like, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith in the living room when he was like, why don't he want me? You know, yeah. So
yeah, that was a good scene for sure. I know. I've seen clips of that even 20 years later. People are still
exactly
talking about that scene. Yeah,
very, very memeable. What about you, Fox? You cried or any time?
No, I don't think I've ever cried during a piece of media. Or I don't even remember the last time I cried in general. I was probably a child. I just don't. I guess the tears don't really come to the eyes over sadness. I get more angry than anything else. That's my only emotion as a human being.
Anger and happiness. It's just a good. That's a way to live.
Yeah. At least I don't bottle it up, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'll go through the agenda first, and then we'll get into topics. We'll talk about CK and his opinion on Madden and stuff. I don't think we've had him during 19 at all. So we're gonna talk about the draft content a little bit. What's that?
He's been avoiding us.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's like, next week. Yeah, he's been giving us all that.
You asked me like once.
DMs on Reddit.
It was during like a Sixers game. What? That's never happened.
We're gonna talk about the light content for a couple weeks here in the off season for Mutt. We'll talk a little about Madden 20 and the details there. Kind of what we see. If it's coming to the end of July, so it keeps moving up. Maybe we'll talk about that. And then kind of wrap up the podcast with Game of Thrones talk from this past week. And we'll tell you guys if you don't want to hear any Game of Thrones stuff. We'll tell you right when we start Game of Thrones. You guys can turn it off at that point if you don't want any spoilers. So, up first, the NFL draft and the Mutt content surrounding it. So, Tex, out of 10, how do you think they executed the draft this year?
All right, so I wasn't here for the draft night shenanigans. What was the hourly content? I don't know what they dropped.
So they had they dropped a few like small solos. The sets didn't really change. They just dropped cards basically, and a couple limited time cards. Marshawn Lynch and one other one. The other limited card I don't remember was very good. Yeah, Myles Garrett. Yeah, mm-hmm. He had plus twos. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah,
that's about it.
So any like cool packs in the store? Any like I know there wasn't like a crazy there blitz.
Yeah, there was a blitz, but the packs, it wasn't, there were no platinum packs. There were some decent, like, decent ones, like, value-wise, based off picks, like Ultimate Legend pack, but there wasn't anything, like, really worth it. I'm not saying it was, like, terrible, like, terrible things, but there wasn't anything, like, bonkers that you missed.
Okay, yeah, okay, I wasn't here on that Thursday. The entire draft promo was weird to me because, like, it started out really good with the players that we were getting, the Telvin Smith, the Keyshawn Johnsons, and we got limited times, like, I get the Cam, obviously, there was the Chris Harris, like, there's some really good players, 98 overalls, and we got a lot of those cards for free for playing some of the solos, but then they kind of, those were, Path to the Draft, right? And then that then branched off into Easter, which kind of, like, threw just a wrench in everything, in my opinion, and then it got...
Yeah, it was kind of weird having Easter late this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't get that at all, like, just doing just that and... in the middle of that promo, like it's like it seemed weird, so it's kind of milking, and then we got to the day of the draft and they dropped players in the game, and I'm just like, cool. So I don't really, I don't have like, I probably would give it like a 6 just because like at least some of these players are really good. I mean, I guess theme teams are gonna be like used to it, plus I guess the people had fun with the blitz event, but as a whole, it started out strong, but it did not finish. Like the start of April was great, and then just kind of like basically petered out towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. CK, were you around for draft night? Were you on Mud at all?
To be honest with you, no.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, it's better than just trying to make it up. Like, so have you checked out any of the draft content, or are you kind of checked out of Mud, just kind of doing
stuff? I'm not checked out of Mud. I just don't, like, I'll see, like, the promos drop every day, and, like, I'll be like, oh, okay, that's cool, you know, new card. But yeah. I won't, like, I don't buy bundles, like, I'm not one to be like, oh, I gotta go pull that card, you know. If anything, if I'm doing, like, a squad builder or theme team, like Tech said, then I'll be like, oh, okay, AJ Green has a new card, bet, let me go add him, you know, I get to finally use him, so, I don't know, I don't get a card as soon as it drops, but, you know, I try to check cards out when I have a chance.
So you're basically a smart mutt player, not making, like, because day of buying is terrible.
It'll cost you so much coins.
I'm definitely not smart because I use a lot of power cards and a lot of training. That's how I do like half of my squad builders. So yeah. I want to say I'm smart.
Yeah, training sometimes cheaper than buying the entire card. I'd be looking at these players. I'm like, bro, man, just go ahead and get the card to 94. Fuck that 97.
I know like the community doesn't like training, but I'm telling you right now, like half the squad builders I've done, like last year would have cost me so much more coins, and training just saved like my wallet this year. So I don't know. I kind of like it.
Is strange because there's like a thought out there about how much training is just here to like wreck our wallets and EA stealing. I've seen those comments before, and I just don't get it because some of the best budget cards, and then you're saying it too, like they are made with training. And yeah, you have to power it down and you lose quite a bit.
Yeah, you lose a little bit.
The top end, the front end isn't as expensive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Especially right now. Like, so I just got rid of my Ray Lewis, Team Cam Ray Lewis. I made like, 250K off of the quick sales. And wow. It was just, okay. I wanted Bill Romanowski, and it was cheaper just to power up the power version, so I can just go ahead and get him to the passing legend defense for the 30 out of 30.
Oh yeah.
Instead of just have, because you can't buy the 97. You have to buy, if you buy the 97, you still can't put legend skill on it. So you have to, right? I'm pretty sure you can.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure. I tried to power up Bruce Smith, and I had to end up powering him up because he couldn't get legend skill on him. And so because of that, it was just cheaper buying the gold Romanowski for 10K than spending basically like 25K in training to get this guy all the way up to 94, which now allows me to get that plus one speed instead of having to buy the 97 for 140K.
Yeah, so you're saying the added flexibility is kind of a benefit to the training system, which I completely agree.
Yeah. Later in the year, like,
Sorry. That's, go ahead.
We've done this so many times that we just...
I know. We should be experts. You got this, cut yourselves out.
See, I got peanut butter in my throat. So let me drink some water. You go ahead and talk.
All right, what the hell?
I've been just randomly eating peanut butter. Yeah, I have a dry peanut butter. So because I can't like have anything sweet, peanut butter is like the only thing I'm only sugar I'm having is because I just can't
have
peanut butter in my diet.
Wait, why can't you have anything sweet?
Yeah.
Because sugar is the devil and it makes me look like a fucking sack of potatoes.
Gotcha. That's smart. No, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah. Are you taking part in that? In that diet that Vic is taking part in?
No.
I don't want to, like, expose him.
Water diet? No, hell no.
Yeah. I'm okay, like okay.
Phrasing. All
right. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I need to talk to him about that. I have questions, like, but my bad.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm surprised he's not dead yet. Like, he made an entire month on that again.
Yeah, I know.
Without eating food.
Always. That's insane. That's just insane.
It truly is. So back to power-ups, like, The only concern I have with the power-ups and going into 20 is their inconsistency. Like Texas said, with some of these cards, like they're like legendary players, but because they weren't part of the legend program, they can't get legend chems then. So like, it'd be nicer to see a little bit more consistency with power-ups and like who gets the red chems and what overall levels, and which ones can get sprinter and which ones can't. So hopefully there's some bugs they can work out for next year. Like, is there anything else you want for next year, Tex, for power-ups? Anything like that? Any other, like, wish list things that they can do to make them better?
See, I was thinking with power-ups, like, only thing that I would like for them to do is just if you power up a card, you can get the two abilities, obviously, kind of how it is right now. I would love the two Kims. I would love these powers to be the best cards in the game. Like, power-up Dion should be much better than just plus ones.
I agree.
Regular-ass powered-up Dion. Like, I should be able to put run stuff and lockdown on Dion. I know run stuff's not going to help. But there should be two chemistries, two abilities, and then obviously if you want to do sprinter, you should be able to do sprinter as well. Well, he don't even need sprinter. So, like, if I power him up, I should be able to, like, instead of putting sprinter on him, just go ahead and go with the extra chemistry.
That's kind of like Team Diamonds then, right?
Like how Team Diamonds are. Because, like, right now, Le'Veon Bell and the Earl Thomas are really good on my team because I have the Panthers base at 40 out of 50, which is going to be plus 2 speed, and I got the John Madden coach for the plus 1, that's plus 3. They don't need sprinter. So I can put lockdown and run stuff on Earl Thomas to make him a little bit better. Even though, you know, 99 zone and 99 man don't mean a goddamn thing in this game. 99 hit power don't mean anything either. It's just still nice to see aesthetically. So I think that's what they need to go into and keep just – I think that would be a little bit better. I honestly don't think a card should get an ability that's not a power-up, but people might get mad about that because it's saying you're forcing you to spend money.
Yeah, I'm fine with, like, limited times and stuff and some of that, getting abilities without it. It's tough to put those cards out there and be like, well, what's the point of this limited time card? Why do I want this powerful limited time if it's not going to get an ability, right? Mm-hmm. So
I have a few gripes.
Go ahead. I was about to ask you.
Okay, so first with the power-ups. Like, when you power it up, why do they make you pay to power it down? That's, like, my only gripe.
Yep.
Like, that's just messed up. Like, come on, man. We play your game every day. Like, just give us a break. Anyways, besides that, though, like, primetime performers, I don't know why the hell they made it 500K quick sell. Like, so you have these 94 overalls that sell for so much for no reason. Well, you have, like, 97 overalls of the same player that, like, sell a lot less. It just – the market's all messed up, in my opinion. But maybe that's because I just don't understand it. Like, maybe there's, like, a reason behind this, but – nope. I don't know. Sometimes you have, like, Patrick Peterson, 97 overall, goes for, like, 200K less than, like, his other card. It doesn't make sense to me, so maybe you guys can explain it.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think Texas can attest to my absolute freak out when I heard about that, was it, September? And the price low. I think it was, like, you and who else was on the podcast?
It might have been and was it Sav or was it ScoMo? It was. I remember that episode because you were, like, you were ahead of the curve on that.
Oh, I think it was Rayweather?
Was it Rayweather?
Because like, you both kind of said, like, oh, this is good for the game. I don't see any downsides. And then I go on a 5-minute rant about all the downsides of price floors and all that. Like, so I'm not going to go on that rant again. But I'm just going to say 100% agree with CK. Let the market set the price. If the market decides this guy is really good, let him be priced for 600K. If the market decides he's a piece of shit, let him be priced for 200K. Like, that's I think... They wanted to fix the problem of people being complaining about their limited time pulls not being good enough. Like, here's the thing. You just pulled a limited time card. You're going to be happy at making anywhere from 200 to a million coins off that one pull. Like, that's your happiness. You shouldn't have a price for it because many more people are going to buy and sell that card than are going to pull it. So, like, you're helping out the people that are buying and selling it by letting the market dictate the price rather than setting this price floor and artificially inflating it. And the thing about limiteds, the nice part about it this year, and which I'm sure they'll have to carry forward to next year, is the fact that you can end up using training to power up to pass them, but then again, you have to, you know, go through that all those steps, get through all the other cards too.
Exactly.
So, like, overall, I hate it, but Hopefully they fix it for next year. I don't know. Texas, do you want the $500K back next year?
See, I like it, but it needs to be static, right? You can't have 93 overall limited times be 500,000 coins and 97 to be the same price. Like, exactly. I feel like if you're going to do 99, even less. No, to my, in terms of like limited time, right? I feel like a 99 limited time should be like a million coin quick sell, because fuck it. Like, I feel like the price should go up.
Really?
I because I feel bad, because like this, especially because this year for limited time is fucking impossible. Like, I know you
pull up. Why not just take it out completely, though? Huh? Why not just take it out completely? I don't remember this in Madden like a couple years ago.
It's because they want to reward people that actually spend money on packs. Because EA is pretty much but they're already rewarding them. Not really. It's like this has probably been their best year in terms of rewarding money spenders. But they have still dropped more bad bundles than good bundles.
They did terrible bundles. They've done
okay, but I'm saying they dropped really just shitty bundles. So like, this is the only time they can actually kind of give back to guys spending money without just giving them coins, because their economist is kind of a jerk.
No, it's terrible. You give back people to spend money is by making the pack trash worth something. Not the rare pulls artificially high.
Oh, I agree. Thanks. This is their easy fix.
No, so the easiest is set.
Just take it out.
No,
let us set it. Bro. Let us set it on our own.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
Go on, Tech. Sorry,
you're good. I understand what's easier. So think about this, right? You can either code a card, equip 500,000 coins, or make an entire set. EA is going to take the former, right? They're going to take the easier option, which is just to make a card and sell for more. Because they don't. It's just too much work to be out here trying to make stuff add up with the math. Because what ends up happening, if they do drop a set for pack trash, it'll just end up being break even after the first hour anyway, because they don't want you making any coins off anything. So this is pretty much the only thing they could do that's outside of just giving you a guaranteed, ridiculous topper. You get a card to chase, obviously. If you pull that card, you got 500,000 coins guaranteed in your pocket. So they got to do a better job of trying to help, hook up people who spend money on this game. Because everybody that plays solos, everybody that does, weekend league solo battles, they get a good chunk of change. But money spenders are still bottom of the barrel in terms of what the value they get.
Okay, how about this, though? So say they leave the quick selling.
Yeah.
What if they make 90 to 94 overalls, 250K quick sell, then 94 to 97 ish, 500K, and then everything above that a milli. Just so at the beginning of the year, if you get 250K, that's a lot of coins. But at the end of the year, you don't want these 94s still going for 600K. You know what I'm saying? They could still be going for around 200K. 300K. That's not as bad as it is now.
I guess I could see what you're saying. The issue is at the start of the game, those 92, 93s are going for a million coins, right? It depending on the card, of course, and their stats. But so having a little quick sell, when a 92 comes out at the start of the game, remember that Chris Harris or something, what is it, 18 was a million coins with 91 zone? Or this year, I forgot when they started. They started out a lot cheaper this year, I recall. But I mean, it makes sense early in the year, kind of nerfing it with lower overalls. I just think, because of where the market's at and what the market does for these cards, let the market set that price, because the market will set the 92 at that 200K and it'll lower it through the price to make the 92s kind of more in line with what other 92s are going for later in the year. Texas, it makes sense when you're saying they want to reward money spenders. That's something they want to do, and it's a good goal to reward each segment of your population with something that they do. But they need to do it not the easy way, not the text way. Don't reward people that way. Do it the hard way. Make the gold sets. Make the player of the month sets. Do change those flashback heavyweight. How hard were flashback heavyweight and veterans three cards set just put into the game once a week? You could even do other stuff to bring up values for cards. So it's terrible. They could raise the training on cards, on gold cards later in the year if they want to bring up value too, but I don't know. I hope it's gone, and they let the market set its prices on these cards next year. It's my argument.
Either way, I'm not going to complain about it. I just think that this is what they can do. I remember last year when people were pulling Andre Reed 99 limited time, 200,000 coins. People were kind of mad about that.
And so this is how are you going to get? Here's the thing. How selfish is that? You pull the limited time card, you're still angry about it.
Well,
fuck. Well, that's still 200K in your fucking.
That's true.
Be grateful.
Remember last year though, where you had to have if you pull the toughness one, that's 500,000 coins.
Yeah,
that's why you were mad. It's fuck this game. I want a limited time, and it's fucking double go deep.
Okay, if you're angry after you pull a high value card, there's nothing that EA can do to satisfy that.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, if you're that negative and you're still playing, EA shouldn't be catering to those people. If you get that rewarded, I don't know. Maybe. But they're just complaining to complain at one point.
True as well. Plus, I also think these cards are at their... They have these quick sells on them as well because they want you to be forced to buy training, which I think is good for the economy because at least the coins go to somebody. But it's still kind of annoying that... like, if you want to go out here and power up, like, a... Like, the Khalil Mack, I got to go spend 17K training on his 95. I wanted to get to his 96.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, I get... I'm cool with that. But it just kind of... It's kind of crazy that, like, if I... pull a limited time card, I'm not supposed to keep it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I got to sell that bitch to somebody else and then go ahead and just wait a week.
And I think that option's fine. I don't have an issue with that. Do you?
I wish, I mean, it's just weird that like they don't really want you to have in the card. Like they give you the card, but they expect you to quick sell it or to sell it, not to play with it.
And that's just flawed. That's flawed logic. Like, you want us to play the game, not just buy cards and sell them. Or maybe you want us to buy cards and sell them. That's probably what they want the most. They don't want us to play. They want us to spend money. That's what it is. So.
I mean, they don't want us to play because the game's broken. Like, every time we play, you see the mean tweets. Like, what the fuck's going on here? And they get mad at us. Yep. So, they don't want us to play this.
I don't know how y'all play House Rules and Weekend League every week. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. I play solo battles and that's about it. Like, I don't know what y'all doing, but...
It's a fair point. We are pretty much psychopaths. We're trying that every week.
Yes, we
very.
Are.
Yeah, but I mean, it's to help build the team. Like the only reason Tex is currently playing is because of the muck content, right? And grinding for that 8-win reward or 10-win reward other weeks.
I'm only playing because Stream wants me to play. If they were like, "Yo, Tex, fucking boot up from Fallout," I'm playing Fallout. Madden right now, like the reward's not even worth my time. Considering that's like, I don't know what they're doing in terms of like. The direction they're going in. Like, what am I building towards right now? Am I done with Madden already? Like, it's August. No idea. It's August. It's April. And I... no golden tickets as of yet. No positional heroes. We'll get into all this stuff, but it just seems like we're playing just because we have nothing else to
play.
Do.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do have something else to do.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? Like, CK, is this the worst mutt that you've seen?
No.
At least this time of year?
Off season.
Not, hey, you gonna speak for me, man?
The question I asked him was this the first mutt off season?
I thought you said awful.
Well, answer that. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, who's am I asking, yours or Texas?
No, go with Texas.
Where's my off season? Well, it just started, didn't it? Like after the draft? Like we gotta give it some time.
My off season started after the Super Bowl.
Oh, after the Super Bowl? Okay. Yeah, you're right. I don't know, man. I don't think it was that bad. Am I the only one? I think the mutt content was pretty decent, but the gameplay needed some tuning. Like I don't think it was that bad, honestly. Like I see people complaining every day on Twitter about Madden, and I think they just complain, like GovFox said, you know. But honestly, it's not a terrible game. Like 2K is better, in my opinion. This is one of the best 2Ks I've ever played, so that's why I play it a lot. But that's
2K gameplay or their modes? Which one do you like?
Just in general, bro. Like, Park, I play it every day. Like, Pro-Am, Rec. It's just, I don't know, it just feels better. Like, I've never played this late in a year, so.
Huh.
And, I'm having a lot of fun with that, so. That's, I don't know, if you're not having fun, just don't play. Like, it's that simple. But people keep playing and keep complaining, so obviously, you know, Madden's still doing something right. I don't know.
It's a fair point. I mean, like, here's the thing I always say with complaints. Like, I think it's ideal that Madden wants people feeling passionate about their product. They want them out there complaining as much as they are loving it. They want that kind of talk. Because if people don't care, they don't complain, they give up on it, then that's not what you want. Then Madden basically closes the Tiburon office. We no longer have NFL football. So they want passion. And people that are complaining, yeah, sure, after a while, somebody gets a little nitpicky. But hopefully EA can kind of like look past a lot of the nitpicky and the bad feedback and keep the good feedback. But like I I'm totally fine with seeing complaints. But you're right. Some of it is a little much. But I think overall it's a good thing for the game because it shows like the things that they can improve upon. Like Mutt, I think Mutt without the complaints from a lot of the community members will be a lot worse right now. I think
true.
A lot of what like say you know Texas and other like people complain about and then like EA fixes it and just makes the game better overall. So I think in a certain sense you're right. If it pisses you off so much that you don't want to play it anymore, don't play it because that is just bad for your health. But like it pisses me off, but I still have more fun playing Madden than just about any other game. Like So that's why I keep playing it, even though I complain about it a lot, and I yell on stream how much the game is trash, and truly is. There's a lot of O-line issues and whatnots. The meta's stale. But in the end, I still have fun, so what can I say? Yeah, so Texas, what do you feel about complaints? Do you feel like it? Some people complain too much or not enough, or what's your thoughts on it?
I feel like people, it's weird because obviously it's gonna be answers gonna be like both. Like people complain too much, but also not enough. It's just like, it depends what you're complaining about, right? They'll complain about shit that's just like not gonna impact a lot. It's people are saying we get on MUP rewards. Who cares? Why are you complaining about us not getting MUP rewards? It's just gonna be some shitty picks. Like it's all it's been on you. Yeah, how about we complain about why are you guys not dropping sets into the game? Like why won't we all focus on that? People want free shit as opposed to focusing on what needs to be focused on. So we get too much of it, but we also don't get enough of the stuff that we actually should be complaining about.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point also. Yeah. And I think the worst part is when the community turns on each other and we start complaining on each other and come on, keep the focus on EA. That's my biggest bugaboo about complaints is when people say, oh, true. YouTubers ruin the game, oh, competitive players ruin the game, oh, blank ruins the game, casuals, that kind of stuff. So everybody's at fault and then it's just infighting and it's just ugly and we shouldn't be there.
Yeah, we're all on the same side. Come on, it's us versus them. Or it's not really us versus them. It's us, trying to help them make the game better. Yes. We should be on the same team, not bickering amongst each other. But
100% agree. 100%.
It's easy to bicker, though. I ain't gonna lie.
It is true, and it's more fun to take your popcorn and look at the big one, right?
It's facts.
So with the NFL draft, let's talk about the overall. Let's go back. Let's talk about the NFL draft itself with teams and stuff right at the end. Also, I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. So after we get done through the Mutt and Madden stuff, we'll circle back to the draft too for the NFL. But is there any other thoughts on the draft promo? Is this draft promo itself? I feel was very average. There wasn't anything.
I think
what's that?
The card art was below average, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, that shit sucked. Oh fuck.
I think it's the only promo though. By far, every other promo has been incredible this year. Almost every other promo.
Yeah.
But this one was just they mailed it in. They didn't even care.
I'm guessing their artists moved on to 20, and now they got they just have interns
or something. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm thinking.
A Twitter graphic guy. What you got? No.
Even worse than that, because Volt be putting on some heat. Some people on Twitter.
Wait, I didn't say Volt. Calm down. He game changer. Oh, he ain't no more. Cause ain't nobody no more game changer.
I'm just saying people on Twitter that do that stuff. Some of them nice. They should be the ones getting hired instead of these interns. But I'm not trying to take anyone's job or nothing. So
it's not who you. It's not what you know. It's who you know. It's all about friendships.
It's who you know. That's true.
Yeah. So it's very true. I definitely agree on that. The art needs to be improved, hopefully, going forward. Because why did they do the BCA promo in April? It seems
right. What the hell?
That's no sense.
Did we even get BCA this year?
No, we don't.
No,
we didn't remember. Yeah, we didn't.
It's Susan G. I don't know what happened to that, but yeah.
That was one of my favorite politics promos.
The NFL stopped doing BCA, so it's just it's all cancer awareness now in the NFL.
Okay, that makes sense.
So moving on. Oh, did I get your final rating out of 10 for the draft promo? CK, just give it a number out of 10.
What did Tex give it?
A 6.
I gave it a 6 because the players were good at the beginning, but it just did not have finished with the flourish that it should have.
I give it a 5. Get a 5.
Yeah, I'll echo the 5 and say it'll improve to a 7 if they bring us second rounders. I need a DK in my life.
What? Yeah, that'd be lit.
Bro. Yeah. Bro, why did they announce DK, like they say, it created him in Madden, but they ain't gonna put him in Mud though?
Weird, right?
He might, he might end up getting a premier card though, to be honest with you.
I could see that. That'd be kind of neat with Baldwin. We'll talk about the NFL a little bit later. But yeah, he might be a pretty decent card next year if you do a rookie premier, because he's got a big name. And it doesn't matter what your performance is as long as you're big name for rookie premier, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and plus the Seahawks are going to be one of the teams that's always going to be probably in the playoffs too, which is going to be playoff content. It's easy.
Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So with this off season for Mutt content, do I think it's the worst ever? I'll ask you next, Texas. Do I think it's the worst Mutt off season? No, because we played last year. People saying that, I don't know if they played at Madden 18 or not. Madden 18 will still hold that number one spot for worst off season Mutt content of all time, at least since I've been playing. Because in the past, we got a lot more. We went an entire month of 18 without anything to do. 19 so far. We're going to get 2 weeks. Like Kralo said, and I really appreciate them communicating up front.
At least telling us, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's huge. So that way, it's like I've said this before. I think I said it on Market Monday. It's like one big knife going into us instead of like 14 tiny ones every day. Like, so we're kind of like let down. We kind of set our expectations. It's like going to a restaurant and they're like, all right, your table will be 45 minutes from now. You're like, okay, I can manage that. Whereas, like, if you go to a restaurant and they say, all right, your table's ready in 15 minutes, then all of a sudden you're sitting there after 30 minutes, you're like, what the fuck's up with my table? Where's my table? So you're more pissed. So I like that they're setting the expectations here. And I appreciate it, even though I know it's going to be kind of a struggle these next couple weeks for the Muck community. At least we know it's going to be a struggle. What do you think, Tex, about the offseason and what we're getting and then compare it to previous years?
I feel like, so this might be the worst in terms of just like what we got. Because 18 was cool, but we still got Ultimate, still got Position Heroes, still got Golden Tickets, still had the Chase of stuff, right? Whereas right now, we kind of just got promos milked out from the end of February until 2 weeks from now, right? So we said 2 weeks until we get more content?
Yeah, till season 7.
Yeah, till season, so that'd be the 3rd of May, I think is what it said. Okay, so it just seems like they just kept, instead of like coming up with creating new things, their whole Mutt off season this year was just to drop a bunch of cards, which is cool, but I want other stuff as well in the game. I think House Rules might have like saved this Mutt off season, because without House Rules, I don't think this would be like literally like 1 out of 10, because just the fact that they just kept milking it up until the point where you kind of get bored with it and nothing's coming out fresh. Like, cool, but House Rules is the only thing I think was kind of saving this from being where it is. But I enjoyed the whole Mutt tradition of the past. Position Heroes last year, Golden Tickets last year, Year Before Last. I think Madden 15, going back and looking at it, might have had the best offseason with terms of like the content that we got.
I loved 15.
15 was good.
Yeah, I think that might be the best. And so just comparing it to what we got now, it's like we basically got team builders for 2 months. House Rules helped out with that, and then we basically got the draft promo for an entire month. Draft promo mixed in with Easter.
Yeah, and I mean, we were getting almost daily content. I know it was quote-unquote stretched out, which I had an issue, and you guys have heard me talk about that before. Like, we wanted more sets and stuff. But, I mean, after the draft last year, we got... What Ultimate Masters, aka they were Golden Tickets last year, not Ultimate Tickets. What did we have for Ultimate Master last year? Was it Night Train Lane?
Yeah, Night Train Lane. It was the same shit we had this year with the Shades with the stats, 20 games.
Yeah, and all that dumb shit. But that came in like, was that like March last year?
That was March. Yeah, we didn't get one of those this year.
What's our Mutt Master completion token going to be used for?
Nothing. Text? A fucking probably a golden ticket, or not even that. Probably a premiere. I don't fucking have any idea. I'm not even finished with Mutt Master because I can't get the goddamn tackles.
Oh, wait. You have Mutt Master done. You have Shaz.
Oh, I have the Shaz, but I don't got the Mutt Master like completion list done. The stats. I'm still like 3,300 tackles away, too. And I'm never gonna get it.
There's probably only a few hundred people with that done.
That, those people that get that done need like an entire 90 overall team star mad next year. If EA said, "Hey, yo, get these 1,250 to get that list done by June," I'm gonna get these tackles done, bro.
The thing is, like, the people that completed those Shaz tackles would probably hate that, because like when you do that kind of stuff, you're a completionist, so you want to do the grind, right? That's kind of something that you strive to do in a game. So they strive to do the grind. Get the reward. They would hate starting off with a team and they can't really grind for anything. That'd be boring shit. That was like, it's like using cheat codes in a video games. It's cool for like 10 minutes, and after a while, like, oh, I'm bored. I'm gonna move on to the next thing.
All right, you know, that's actually, I didn't think of that. They probably don't want that team, because be Nat too. They just quick sell for training and just go ahead and re-roll for some shit.
Exactly.
That's all that'd be.
Yeah. So I agree. Like, with your point about the off season and stuff that hasn't come, it makes complete sense. But we still got 3 months left. How much of that stuff that you said do you think we'll get, Tex?
No. All right, so Series 7 is going to bring Series 7 Master. They stopped updating jerseys. We used to get throwback jerseys. They said, fuck that. They don't even do those anymore out of the series thing. So I'm checking Series 6 right now. So obviously we get the exchange set, so we'll probably get a... why is somebody vacuuming right now?
Did I hear that?
Did I hear that?
Yep, we hear it.
All right. Give me a second!
Oh, that's you. Oh.
So, CK, what do you expect in this offseason to come?
just
got louder.
No idea. Yeah, I know. I can't hear you.
Let's just wait. So, CK, what do you expect in the offseason here?
Yeah, I don't, like you said, position heroes, golden tickets, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. Just, you know, more house rules. I honestly like Mutt this year. Like, solo battles was huge. For someone like me, like, that doesn't spend a lot of money, like, I think that was a huge addition. But, you know, training as well. Like, that's why I don't hate this Mutt. Like, I actually find it above average. If you add everything in perspective, not just, like, the off season, you know.
Yeah, I think up until, like, maybe, like, a few days ago, before, like, when we started not getting a lot of content, I think a lot of the community would agree with you that this was a pretty good Mutt. And, I mean, it's been 8 months since it launched, and we've constantly said, you know, the Mutt's good, but the gameplay leaves a lot to be desired, which I think is kind of well agreed upon in the community. Maybe not everybody would agree with that because they have certain gripes. But I think overall, I'm generally right there with you. I've said this all year that I think the Mutt team has done a good job, but they are of course struggling right now. So I don't know. I really hope we get golden tickets, because if there's any year that needs golden tickets, it's this year, because the game is just so stale with cards. Like, I can't wait to get, like, I know everybody's like, oh, the stats gonna be the same, but you know, it's kind of cool getting the guys that are kind of like for your theme team, your out of position guys to make the game like kind of change it up a little bit. Would you say this year? Would you agree with that statement or not, CK?
That
the golden tickets are more needed this year than other years.
Well, I definitely think, like, I don't know, like Tech said, we already have a ton of cards. Like, honestly, so we kind of need something different, just something to grind for. Like, I know a lot of people can't afford golden tickets, so maybe they, like, sell their whole team. Like, I know that whole event of, like, people selling their team and just getting hype for golden tickets, you know, trying to pull it, it really is like an event, you know, for, like, a few days to a week or whatever, or however long, you know, they're in packs, so I definitely think that could spice up things a little bit. I don't know why they wouldn't. Like, just drop a golden ticket this week, and then you don't have to drop anything else for the next, you know. Like, you just drop a golden ticket, and everyone will talk about this for the whole entire week. So, I think that's easy fix right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Texas, what do you think about golden tickets this year?
I would love them. I like the fact that, like, we get control over a card. So, even if a person does a golden ticket correctly, they can make a card in the game that doesn't have a good one right now. That's what's cool about it. It's cool getting the what's that one boy's name? I can't think of names right now. Trey Walker, or the cornerback we got last year that was never going to get like a nice Mutt card.
Oh, the one for Saints?
One for the Saints. Yeah, we have the one for the Colts as well. Like, when somebody does it correctly and gives it like a person that like is unexpected, cool, I love it. I just think we'll end up getting the same shit we always do. Michael Vick's Cam Newton. Like, I don't really want to see that, but I still want them to be in the game because it's much tradition. Like, we have had golden tickets, I think, since probably Madden 12. I know Madden 13 at least. And so I think that'll be something that'll be really fun to chase for, as opposed to what we're doing right now. Because, like, it's just biding our time and just pulling packs just for the sake of pulling packs.
Essentially, like, for, like, a couple of legends that'll play a lot like the other legends in the game.
Basically, like, there's nothing in this game. No card in this game basically plays differently. Everybody wants you to believe that. I don't know why people are out here selling you fake dreams. Shout out to TDK. But, like, they say Kyler Murray breaks so many tackles. No, he doesn't. Like, what are you talking about? He doesn't. He breaks him out of
You gotta get that clickbait, man.
People on my stream saying the same thing. Well, I'm like, you do realize all these cards play the same with the same ratings, right? Like, I don't know what you mean. Him being 5'8" means he's gonna break more tackles.
Yeah, I've put in I've instituted a rule in my stream. You cannot ask me about offensive linemen. Do not ask me which offensive lineman is gonna play better than the other ones.
Hey, what the hell?
Don't.
They're all the same.
Like, yeah,
they're all the same.
It's even worse than quarterbacks. So. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with your point, and I kind of want to see those other cards come out. But, like, here's the thing. We lost one of the guys that were fighting for golden tickets last year, like Guru, right? He got laid off, and he was the one that was fighting for it. They didn't want to do it last year. They that's why they're so late. So I'm really concerned about them at all, because, like, if we don't have golden tickets, is this community gonna freak out? Like, what are we gonna start? Are we gonna bring our pitchforks down to Maitland, Florida?
The thing about it is, they wouldn't freak out if they do something in exchange, right? Like, if they don't do the golden ticket chase, but drop, like, exclusive cards and packs, like, maybe, like, a sneak peek into, like, some Madden 20 Legends or some shit like that. I don't know. Ooh, like, they can do a lot of things to kind of not make us angry. They like to make us angry. Like, we all know this next journey coming out is going to piss us off. The Series 7 journey is going to be the worst thing in the world.
I don't even get me started on Jordan Reed, like how awful he is. I drafted him in like the third round. I tracked the stats throughout the season. This man gets a freaking 97. He was awful. And Shady McCoy doesn't have a card. Like, Carson Wentz doesn't have, I understand these people are injured, but like Jordan Reed, like I think they're trolling me specifically. And then he dropped McCoy, but it was DeRon McCoy. Gerald McCoy, not LeSean McCoy, who doesn't have a power-up. Meanwhile, Greg Olsen has a power-up, has Legends cards, and he played less games than Shady McCoy. So there's just a lot of things that, you know, I can rant about, but I'm not going to.
We love it. We want to hear the rants. Rant on, man.
No. I don't want to poison you. I like Mutt. There's a few things. You know,
you got LeGarrette Blount, though.
Shut the fuck up. I don't have LeGarrette Blount.
What do you mean? He's the best running back in the game.
I don't do a theme team.
Whose fault is that?
Because everyone does a theme team. I got to be different, man. I don't want to just do
the Eagles theme team. LeGarrette Blount running back behind the best offensive line. It'd be crazy.
He's pretty good.
You beat.
Yeah. I don't know how that card even was. But before I think my point about like this, the Series 7 stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like really like obviously John Madden upgrades still useless. Like I feel like after Series 8, I better be able to collect my John Madden for like a free card in next year's game of my choice. Because there's like a free John Madden series token next year, and if I get John Madden, we're good. Because like there's no point to keep doing these.
For the I mean, valid. Like. I don't have a counter argument. Like I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of things they could do. There's a lot of things we've done this year. Like, do you think they'll institute power ups for some sort of thing again? Like, you know how they bailed you out last year, we talked about that on stream with power ups. Do you think they'll do something like that again to redeem for next year? Like if you engage with it? Or do you think it's just gonna be John Madden? I don't know about John Madden.
I don't even know. Like, I feel like the move would be to like maybe just like if you got your power passes for leveling up, collect those for something next year potentially. I don't know if it's gonna be power because the bailout button this year is just depower it, whereas last year you were just stuck.
Yeah,
like there was you fucked up and like a lot of us did, and you're just like you're stuck with these cards. So that was the bailout button last year. Whereas now, if we don't want this Le'Veon Bell, we can just depower him and sell him, or it's Earl Thomas or whoever else you got on your team.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll get anything like that this year. I would hope though, but. I mean, what has led you to believe that EA is going to do something cool this year? Because as of right now, nothing cool has been done.
Because they bailed out your dumbass decision last year, Tex.
But last year, they also had a track record of doing cool things.
No, they didn't. Are you kidding me? 18?
What do you mean?
Revisionist history?
No, what do you mean? They had some sex in the game, bro.
Offseason of Mud 18 was the worst.
18.
Offseason 18 was the worst? Yeah. Was offseason 18?
Was that the worst Madden ever for you? In general, Gun Fox?
Madden 18? I think Madden 18, no. Madden 17 was the worst Madden ever.
Let me save it. Let me say. Y'all should do like a whole podcast on just ranking Maddens. Like just talking about the history of Madden. I think that would be a good idea. Like a week you don't have like a guest, you would text or just go back and forth just like giving your list and why you think one Madden's terrible, why you think one Madden's like the greatest and things like that. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty lit.
Yeah, like I did a couple videos on older Maddens and breaking them down, comparing them to the current Madden, and just going back, like a lot of it's based because like the game itself can be either good or bad, but what happens is the meta shapes a lot of our experiences. Mm-hmm. So like Madden 17, if you just play it like casually against a friend who doesn't know the meta, who doesn't know the degenerative things that you can do online, Madden 17 is a good game. Madden 18 is a good game, but they become bad games. When you play it, and you play against people that want to win, that know how to win, and you have to face nickel blitz and swerve every single play of the game, or even a mixed in swerve, like so you don't see it coming. Because if you face it every game, every play, you can essentially click on and get it if you have enough skill, which at the end of the year you had to. But when they mix it in, you're like, oh fuck, you get turned off. So they're like, it's hard to evaluate it outside of the year unless you're playing somebody that can exploit it, which is so. Looking back on things nostalgic, like the old Maddens, like the 04, 05, I was mainly a franchise guy back then, and I loved those games. But like, if you played against any competitive person back then, I think I saw Problem. Me and Problem had a little we talked on Twitter. It was a little just tweet thread a few months back, maybe even longer than that. But I said my favorite was Madden 05. He said it was his favorite was 07. And he said 05 was bad because you could basically juke out the entire defense. I didn't know that because I didn't play competitively or even online in 05. But basically, I don't. Did they have online? Yeah, they probably had online in 05, didn't they? On 2?
When did PS2 drop? Yeah, it had to be PS2.
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe. But anyways, like, you could juke out their entire defense and, like, send a fly. So, like, that's just terrible gameplay. But I never experienced it, so I loved it. So it's tough to rate old Maddens like that, but you make a good point. Maybe worth it to go through, like, just talk about the degenerative things you could do in each game. Be like, this Madden sucked, this Madden sucked, this Madden sucked.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know what my point was.
About Madden 18 being a terrible offseason.
Oh, yeah, Madden. Yeah, so Madden 18 itself, like, we hated it. Like, the reason I was fine with 18 and I got through it is because I played baseball most of the summer and grinded for Immortals on that with a lot of my spare time. But otherwise, yeah, 18 was dry. It, much drier than 19 was. Like, weeks, months, dried it. So I don't get this revisionist history that Tex is doing with 18 doing cool stuff.
I mean, you mean being dry. We had a position hero set, so if you knocked out 8 of them bitches, you got 100,000 coins. Remember that? You got 12, you get 250,000 coin. You remember that? I remember them, yes. Replays? Now, replays, pretty much everything, position heroes and replays are basically what team builders are this year.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing, obviously. It's just, I guess, because they stretch it out over the period of time. There's no main set to complete. EA's problem, I think that what they did, which was better last year, was to do a position hero set, you had to have players to complete the set, obviously. I think it was wild card, but you still had to have gold players to elite players put into the set. Whereas this year, they just dropped new players into the game. So I think that's why I think this is kind of the worst, because they did nothing for pack trash. And I think that has to factor into a lot of the stuff that's going on, because I hate having to always buy packs to get new content. How about reward? Like, obviously, we still have a chance, because looking at this list right now, we had gold, metal, gold master and silver master sets drop last year, but it was in May. That was like May 9th and May 10th. So they can still do some cool stuff, but just because they haven't rewarded pack trash at all throughout this offseason, I think that's why I think this is probably the worst.
I mean, Kralo said he's heard our feedback, but the proof is in the pudding when it actually happens. Because like you're comparing right now to what happened over the last 4 months of 18. Like, so you have a much longer timeline to draw from for, like, the few sentences that you're summarizing it for. But, like, so we haven't seen what's in the future yet. We don't know what's coming. Right. So I still think 18 is clear bottom of the barrel for me. It doesn't even compare to the previous years prior to that, 17, 16, 15 at all. Yeah. We haven't seen 19 yet. So to compare 19 to 18, just from the experiences that I remember during, like, the long periods of nothing to do, it feels bad, man.
We had Ultimate Mastery. Also, we also had Mud Heroes 2. That Calais Campbell is a monster. The block shed Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
We had the team chemistry solos, or we had veterans. They started flashbacks. Bro, Mud 19 offseason is 11-118. I'm saying here first. Post down in the comment section below what you guys think had a better offseason, Mud 18 or Mud 19. Because we gotta figure this out.
Let the people decide. But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we had boss battles, too, if you want to really get into off-season content for last year.
I hated that shit, but that shit was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I liked it because I got a card early, right? Yeah. I sniped it early.
And you sold it back for more than you bought it for, which is, like, surprising. Yeah,
because like, I think it was, like an insider must have leaked it or something, or an insider posted it for the coins. I don't know. I was never able to get a straight answer from EA on how I was able to buy that off the auction house. They didn't want to. That must have been some sort of internal thing. So, anyways, like, you got Summer Blockbuster. So there's still things to come, potentially, that we saw in 18, maybe to 19. Maybe they change it up a little bit. But, like, it's only been a few days since the draft. Like, we'll see after the light content in 2 weeks how our opinion is different about 19 and if we're going crazy. But I don't know. I still remember the feeling from 18. Anyways,
I think it's the gameplay weighing on you with the swerve. I don't know if that's actually, like, the content itself.
What do you mean?
I could be wrong. I feel like the gameplay is kind of having a sour taste in your mouth from 18 instead of the actual mutt content.
Gameplay 19 is trash too, though.
It is, but 18 with the swerve was much more annoying. Like, this year, you're going to get fucked. Like, you know you're 17. Going to... Huh?
Swerve was 17.
Didn't they figure a swerve last year, too? I remember people getting swerved.
What was last year? Nah, it wasn't a swerve. It was something else.
Rocket catch. I remember people running just ridiculous offenses and just getting ridiculous catches on last year. I'm pretty sure.
I think last year was the first time in a while that it wasn't anything like too game breaking, you know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there was some blitzes, some nano. I mean,
I'm not blanking on it. I know 91 zone was OP. I know you had to throw on a break to like break 91 zone, but I'm pretty sure dudes are out here getting mossed on.
It was C route and throw on break. C route.
Yeah. And then you sure it wasn't no swerve last year?
I think swerve was 17.
I know swerve was in 17. I think there was also one again last year. I think Voltrax was running it last year too.
So, yeah, 2 years ago.
Swerve in 18? Oh, shit. I did upload the rack swerve.
Yeah.
There was a Hail Mary glitch too.
Oh yeah, there were a couple glitches.
I forgot about that.
I watched that video.
I don't even know who figured that shit out, bro. I don't even know who figured it out. This works.
Yeah, the Deuce Close was able to.
Yeah. Tight slots.
I think he had it, unless somebody else had it. I remember I posted it on YouTube, but I think Deuce Close had it. I'm watching my video from last year on the swerve. Yep. The new rack swerve. Yep, the rack swerve was an 18. Thank you. You're right.
Yeah, that shit was really bad last year. So I think the gameplay, like, you see, he's so bad you blanked it out. Like, you didn't even remember it. You just said, this is in the past, and I'm leaving it there.
Hell yeah. How did I figure, who did I see that? I think I saw this in a game against me is how I figured it out. How funny is this? Like, so, I'm looking at my thing from last year. CK, you're the top recommended video for my videos. How cool is that?
Hey!
Your witch trio can get these 399-yard touchdowns first. Those are doing well for you, bud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing pretty good. I'm just trying to stay in my lane, you know. Do my own thing, I guess.
Yeah, your challenges?
Yeah, because when I open packs or do anything, literally anything else, I get, like, no views. So, I mean, it's either that or nothing, so.
Challenges are fun. Yeah. I tried to do one with Bartolo Colon and MLB, and it did not do well at all on YouTube.
Yo, I don't know what is with those challenge videos. I don't like them, but I can't not watch them. Like, I'm over here watching, just getting mad. Like, why am I getting, like, I'm watching CK run with a quarterback 99 yards. I can't click off.
I don't suggest you to watch it, honestly. That's for, like, kids.
Dog,
like,
the fact that you can talk for that long, for 48 minutes, like, bro. I'm gonna watch. Like, no. I marvel at it because I can't do that.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah. It's not easy, but I don't know. I mean, y'all do the same thing. Like, y'all record too. No. You guys make videos. How it is.
I do. But, like, I give up on it. If I couldn't get in touch, I'm good. Y'all got this. I'm good, love. Y'all, I'm not doing it. Nope. Yeah. Attempt 55. Like, wait, what? Crazy.
No, I never went up down.
No, no, yeah, just go to.
Yeah, never.
Set number. After that, you make it on easier. Arcade.
Facts.
All
right. Anyway. So, hey, Madden 20, all right? I was just looking at last year's rack swerve. But, yeah, Madden 20 details came out. We're going to have RPOs, run pass options. Patrick Mahomes is the cover athlete. It is releasing actually in late July this year with the premium. We haven't heard about EA Access yet, and if we're going to get 5 days early. If we get 5 days early, we'll get a July 25th. We also haven't heard anything about a beta, but an article mentioned the creative director, Mike Young, talking about there's going to be a new feature that was supposedly going to be just there for bug testing, but they might be implementing into a new way of playing. So that'll be really interesting if that's actually a thing. I don't know what that could be. Maybe 7-on-7 testing, bug testing some zones or something. I don't know. Well, we could speculate on that. We're also getting superstar abilities. So let's just kind of break it down one by one. I want to talk about what potential game mode do you think could that be? Ooh. It was like they were trying to bug test it, but they decided to add this as a way of playing Madden. I'm guessing it's going to be in Mutt, or maybe it's not. I don't know. They generally add most of the new game modes into Mutt, except for the face of the franchise. So, CK, what do you think new game mode could be?
I hope it's like Park and 2K. I hope you could like create your own player and like have like maybe, you know, three stock offensive linemen, defensive linemen, you know, three AI players on your team, and then you have like four or five people that are playing online with you, like, you know, rec center or pro-am, where you have like four teammates and they just play against like a whole other team. Like, that would be dope if you play like 7-on-7, like NFL Street type.
Yeah,
I think that would be amazing. But I don't see Matt doing that because that's a lot of work. And, you know, they make money the way, the game is right now. So I don't see that happening, but I'll just flip my shit if that does happen.
I mean, I know EA, they like to copy either FIFA or other games to implement to their game because They have trouble sometimes coming up with their own ideas, unfortunately.
A lot of games do, though. A lot of games. Like, Fortnite copied Apex when they brought some stuff in. You know, Apex copied Fortnite. Like,
Let's not compare Fortnite. They're like the kings of copying. Like, they copied PUBG for their entire fucking new game, Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, yeah. But, I mean, like, okay. So you think it's going to be... You're hoping for a My Part, maybe taking your face to the franchise player?
Yes. Just taking one player, like, building them up, getting them to, like, a 99. Can you imagine that? Like... Bro, I'm telling you, a lot more people play Madden. Like, I play 2K because of Park. Like, if there was no Park, I promise you, a lot of people would not buy 2K. Like, it's a huge part of why they're so successful.
Wait, what?
You don't think... You think if there was no Park, no Rec Center, like, no Mike... Like, if you could just play My Career against, like, a computer, not online.
Why you
think 2K would be this successful?
Why are you being myopic right now? Like, 2K is not the biggest game in the world, other than soccer. Like, it's soccer than basketball.
It is!
So, like, people buy games just, play 2K in other countries, guy.
Okay, well, all right. No, it wouldn't be as big as it is now if there was no part. Think back to, like, 2K13
in America, maybe. Because we like the football, but 2K's, they got
you, man.
Countries over in China, bro. Like China, that's true. Basketball, like, I feel like they fine.
But even, everyone loves football in America.
Yeah.
Like, almost everyone. Yeah. So, imagine if they added, like, gave you a reason to buy Madden. Like, some people just, you know, they'll watch football. They won't buy Madden because they know the game's doo-doo. For the most part. But if they brought back, like, NCAA, like, a lot more people play Madden. Or just, you know, football games in general. Mm-hmm. Instead of just not playing it.
Anyway. See, I don't know, like, I don't know how that would great, though. Because, like, I don't trust... If EA just built this in 1 year,
That's what I'm saying. They can't do it this year. They just have to start it up, though.
I'd be shocked. Because they couldn't even do live. They had, like, 7 years of that. So, like, you can't trust EA on any new mode they're about to create that involves something like that. Because, like, it's not going to go well. I didn't read any of these articles. So EA said they were trying to make a new mode for Madden, and they couldn't get it to work properly. So they decided to just add these abilities in anyway.
Abilities are completely different. So the new mode that they say potentially is a way of getting in. Michael Young said they're hoping it's ready for the beta, which kind of confirms a beta. I don't know if it'll be public this year. I hope they do. That was fun last year. The new way to play was something that they initially used as a way to find or test bugs in the game. So then they're going to try and add it as a game mode. So we're trying to speculate on what that game mode could potentially be if it was originally a way of being, like, bug testing.
Okay. Only thing I could think of would just be 7-on-7. That's the only thing that makes a little sense to me. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what would they do that the NFL would approve? Because it's not going to be NFL Street. I'm not going to go into something like that. That'd be kind of dope, but I don't think it's going to be a street element to this. And only thing, I doubt we're going to see, like, create your player and then go into, like, I would love to see create your player going to squads. That could be dope, bro. As well. Like, you can create a quarterback.
That'd be dope.
But it's facing the franchise on the quarterback, though. So it's not going to be touching on free safety or middle linebacker.
Well, apparently. Like that. Okay. So we found out apparently you can. You'll just get none of the, like, the high school, the draft stuff, any of that stuff. So
that's fun.
Yeah, it'll be a stripped down version of it.
So you can still create. So what that basically means, if you go to do, like, a franchise mode, but for a user. Mm-hmm. Quarterback one mode, basically you'll get a whole storyline, but if you don't get that, then you'll get just basic franchise mode.
Stripped down version of the same thing. Yeah, which is
So that could be that'd be dope to see then if that's actually what they end up doing. Like, the beta is just going to be squads, and then you get to, like, pick like create your player and then go into that. I would love to see that, but that's still squads are already in the game, so it's not a new mode though. So it has to be 7-on-7 or something along the lines like that.
Yeah, I'd imagine, like, what else is in this game? Like, would it be, like, running back versus linebacker, wide receiver versus DB kind of mode?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Or it's like, you know how Park is, like, 3-on-3. Maybe you could be, like, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver on offense. On defense, you could be a linebacker, safety, cornerback. Something to match you up against another user.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty lit.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities they could do. So it's tough. I guess we'll see it in a couple months. I'm kind of excited. Hopefully we get a beta. It was in June last year, right? So 2 months till that. Mm-hmm. And then 3 months until the game launches. It's coming up on us. Time will fly. The summer always seems to go fast. So I know I'm looking forward to 20, but I'm also looking forward to a summer and, you know, sunshine and good times, right, Tex? As we getting out and doing our damn thing. Getting better text messages during the summer.
I mean... I gave you a good text message. I cried, bro. That's a great text message, man. I'll tell everybody. I was in a vulnerable spot, and now I don't feel like I shared it with the right people.
We're bastards. You know that, right? Heartless. Are you guys excited about RPOs? So run pass options, and do you think they'll break the game, or we'll find a way to break the game? Tex, you seem to be laughing about it.
If TDK was still here, yeah.
Fucking, but the way this game pass offs happen, I'm going to run an RPO and get sacked.
Probably.
I'm gonna run an RPO. Yeah. Dude's gonna pass him off to the left guard. We think he's passing him off to somebody else, and I'm just gonna get the guy running through and tap before I can hand the ball off. Because play action, they're not gonna advertise them fixing the game, right? They're not gonna advertise, yo, we fix play action. You know how many play actions?
Huh? Well, to be fair, Michael Young did mention that same article about how they started their bug fixing process earlier this year. Like usually, that bug fixing process happens near the end of the cycle, mm-hmm. right before it goes out. This time they started much earlier on gameplay improvements, so that could just be marketing talk. But
okay, again, right, okay, cool. Cool.
It's marketing.
A little bit different. Okay, so I guess they're talking about bug fixes, but like, there's so many play action stuff in this game that throws you into a sack. Like, I just don't think RPOs are going to be like anything different because it's a run pass option, obviously. So you can either hand the ball off or throw the ball down the field or run with your quarterback. That's pretty much what like the two or three options you got there. So I just feel like they're gonna be like you're gonna try either have to read the right guy, but even if you don't, like funky things can still happen. Like I run read option all the time in this game, which is not RPOs, but like I'll hand the ball off, guy reads the running back, but still tackles the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Go on, CK.
Maybe it's because it was so OP back in what was it, Madden 25? It was literally everyone ran read option like almost every other play. It was really bad. So maybe they're like using their past mistakes to, you know, try to create, like, the best game possible, which I applaud them for. They're going back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying, yeah.
Pretty much that's all I had to say.
Okay.
I don't know.
I got you. The thing about it is also going to be weird is that because users are so OP, so RPOs, like, so in real life when the Panthers run RPOs, because I watch the Panthers, I got a mobile quarterback. You probably see this up there with that Josh Dobbs, that's your back quarterback. I think he probably hit some RPOs out there occasionally. In Pittsburgh, and I know the Eagles
in the preseason, maybe.
I mean, he played a couple games and Big Ben went out there and like,
yeah, but they didn't put like Big Ben. Yeah, I mean they did a few. Yeah. But okay, go on.
So me and CK know because the Eagles won a Super Bowl with running RPOs, and everyone's like, RPOs are the wave. These are the future shit. But with like how super OP users are, like usually RPOs are like kind of quick pass options. Like usually like. Not their quick read, but you can't make them quick reads in Madden. You get picked. Nope.
Yep. Pretty much.
So are they going to nerf users?
Yeah, basically what they have to do is like either fix trajectory, what they've talked about, or you're right, nerf users. Because you can play the run, stand on the line of scrimmage, and pick off a post route. So
it's so annoying, bro. Yeah. They got to tone that down. We say that every year they have to tone it down, but they don't. You just get these dudes that have like 99 jumping, like Shazier, and then it's impossible to pass over the middle, so... I don't know. I don't know what they can do.
Yeah, and even with, like, I know Peppers is leaving the game, but usually, even if there's not, like, somebody short, even if that doesn't work, you can see someone 6'7". You got Montez Sweat coming into the game, or Sweet. I keep saying his name wrong. So, you got him now, is the Ryan new Peppers, Burns. Basically. Fast, tall.
Yeah.
He's 6'6".
6'7".
Ooh, okay, that's dope. Yeah, Brian Burns is 6'5", and he's fast as hell, too.
Yeah, there's a ton of them now. Just physical freak athletes, but... Yeah. Actually, let me look at it on my head where they have them at.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm in Madden 18 still.
So. You're good. So I hope that they do this correctly. Yeah, I just feel like they're gonna fuck this up somehow, and RPOs aren't gonna be usable.
Yeah.
I agree. Either that or they're gonna be OP. It's just one or the other. Like I don't trust Madden to find a good balance. You know, I just don't.
Yeah, see, the thing with, like, the RPO, it's a lot based off, like, quick pass rushes and letting a guy, like, through and make a decision. That's kind of option is, too. But, like, and so, like, the pass rush isn't that good, and quick hitting, like, in Madden isn't that good. So I agree. It's going to be tough to make them well-utilized in the game because, like Texas said, that the short pass game isn't that good outside of, like, you know, going against a blitz. But
that's true.
Yeah, I'm going to find it struggle because, like, if all I have to do is cross-man one of your wide receivers that's running it, and then it's like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, what they need to fix more is movement on the field and the abilities for safeties to cover deep so you can take the top off. Otherwise, you're just going to get people crowding the line of scrimmage, crowding the box, and then you're kind of screwed again, just like it is kind of this year. So Yeah, color me skeptical, but I really hope they've taken their time and made it balanced. And I'm sure there will be a way of exploiting it both on offense and then a counter way on defense, which is, I guess, an ideal way of playing the game. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking forward to a defensive end, our user coming in, screaming, and just diving and taking out both the running back and the quarterback for the ball. It's like, I'm looking forward to the turbo blitz sack nonsense that's going to happen for RPOs because it's going to be animation you can't fucking control.
Yeah, I have seen a lot more user blitzing lately in the last couple months.
Oh, that is so OP. That's probably the most OP thing in the game right now.
I want a game
just people running up the gut.
Go ahead, CK. No, go ahead.
Just people like running up the gut and sack your quarterback. That's just the most OP thing to go up against right now for me.
Yeah.
Let's hear your story.
It's the worst because, like, you can do everything right, but you're dependent on the game giving you good animations, which makes me so mad. I ID'd this dude. I blocked my halfback. I shifted over to that side. I pitched. And the dude still came between my left guard and my center and right by my running back. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, I did everything right here. The game said, nah, fuck you. You're getting the sack.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating. Yeah, I know exactly what you feel. I literally don't have a response to you other than like, yep, been there. Fucking sucks. I hate it. They need to fix user blitzing. But when they fixed user blitzing, they broke something else in the last update. So they just threw it back. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck it. You guys deal with it.
I just love that approach. Like, we tried, but we failed. So go ahead and go back to what it was
before. Did our best.
Yeah. Like, because you know, I put out that video about how to get that that animation glitch to get that quick sack from the defensive ends. That was caused by the, if you want the history, if you care, that was caused by the user blitzes. So when you user blitzed up the middle, the offensive lineman pinched in order to pick up that user blitz. And then that caused the animation on the defensive ends to easily beat the tackles. So they decided the worst one was like bad animations on the tackles with the CPU rather than the human blitz. So they brought back the human blitz in order to kind of just be like, all right, well, we give up for this year. And I guess it's a lesser evil, but it's still fucking evil. It still sucks because how much faster the user can go than CPU players.
Mm-hmm. And then if the guy you're playing is a smart player and he realizes he can't get in, he just goes back and drops back into coverage and guards everybody.
Yeah, and can get back to your post patterns.
Yeah, it's worse. I was like, bro, he's in. I know what he's doing. I know what to counter. I know what to run. And I'm doing everything in my power to get the ball to this one guy. But the hole's closed. I'm going back deep. Fuck. Because now your halfback's on being blocked until you can't throw him on a route. I think next year they got to have more of those like. Block it, and then like if nobody's open, just hey, just catch this ball. Let me throw the ball to him.
Thank you. Let me throw like just improvising block and release. They don't have to be a block and release. Like sometimes the running back just be standing there for 10 seconds. Like bro, in real life, the running back would leak out and get you like 5 to 10 yards at least. Yep. You know, like make it realistic a little bit. That's all I
agree. Yeah. So I would love something like that too to be able to like if you're in a scramble mode, your running back then becomes eligible to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
Or the worst is. Like, momentum. Like, routes don't run very fast compared to how well the user runs. But the worst is, so I was running the ball with Marshawn Lynch. I got him up to 98 speed off the edge. And the guy ended up, he's coming at me. He runs past my Marshawn Lynch. And I'm running down the sideline. I have, like, 5 to 7 yards, and I'm going that way. He's able to one-cut backwards and catch me. Because you can one-cut and move quicker than somebody at full momentum, full speed forward. So, like... The one cut, as cool as it is to do like those sweet things, make quick cuts going backwards, the fact that you can move faster changing direction than somebody can going full speed is ridiculous to me.
It's pretty OP.
Yeah.
How did you guys like the turbo thing they added where you have to like tap it twice or whatever?
That like.
Did you like that?
No. Like. Why? It just makes no sense. Why? I don't know.
I know. It was so dumb, honestly. Yeah. I thought I was the only one, but yeah, I didn't like that at all.
That shit was funny. It was like, why are we falling slower? And it's like, oh, because you got to smash it.
You got to smash it twice. Yeah. Like, what? It's so dumb.
It is. So, what do you guys think about Mahomes being the cover of Madden 20? CK?
Well deserved.
Yeah, well deserved, you sound like honestly. One of those NFL players that kind of really... Are you Aaron Donald?
What do you want from me, bro?
That's exactly what he said.
All right. Tex, who did you want?
Let's hear what you... Because this dude had 50 touchdowns. Bro, Cam won MVP and was on the cover.
I think he deserved it. If you look back at my tweets, I think he deserved it. Right. And last year, I think it should have won maybe Carson. But, honestly, maybe Carson. I don't know.
Mahomes deserved that. But I feel like it should always be Brady until Brady leaves, though. Just go ahead.
Come on now. Brady, come on. He was on it. Like, cool.
Gritty's the only one immune to Madden curse. Chiefs are already fucked.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't, because like the year when he was on Madden, he lost in the Super Bowl. But then the year after, when someone else is on the, like, you have to make sure someone else is on the cover that year, so the curse doesn't affect you anymore.
Makes sense. Definitely.
So this year, Mahomes is not winning the Super Bowl, but next year, when someone else is on it, he's winning it. Watch.
I'm actually only really excited about the Mahomes being in the covers because that means he's going to be potential for Muttmaster.
When was the last time we had Muttmaster being on the cover? Was it Sherman or it was OBJ in 16, right?
Wasn't it? Well,
yeah, because Gronk. Wait, was Gronk Muttmaster? Yeah, he was
Muttmaster.
Yeah, he was.
I want to say Brady was one last year. Who was Muttmaster in 18?
18 Muttmaster. Was it Night Train Lane was Ultimate Master? Muttmaster was. It was somebody else.
Though. Sean Taylor, right?
Sean Taylor.
Oh, we all got 99 Brady going into. You know, it probably won't be Mahomes, but it'd be kind of cool just to see, like, what they do with his ratings next year. Just him being a cover boy, him being probably like a top rated quarterback in the game, and just kind of being the best option arm and dual threat ish. That's gonna be. I'm looking forward to that, but I don't.
Speaking of Mahomes
anymore, like I used to care about it, I realized this is kind of dumb. Why do I care so much about this?
Did you guys like how, you know, EA this past weekend, you know, they gave everyone a free Mahomes if you watched the stream for like 4 hours?
Yeah,
I think that was pretty cool. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the numbers. Like when you think like they got like almost 100,000 people watching it at once, which is insane. Like I saw Gaming Powerhouse tweet out like he looked at the numbers of active chatters, which are like, you know, quote unquote real viewers, although you can bot those. But like versus like the number of like or not people without usernames. It was like 15,000 versus like 95,000 people in the chat. So like 80,000 people were watching that without any usernames on Twitch, which generally sometimes indicates botting. I'm not saying EA botted.
That's kind
of I went and looked on their website. I didn't see it embedded in their website because that would have made a lot of sense that a good number of people just like had it going on the website, kind of like Mudhead does it. Like Mudhead had it embedded. Yeah. So like I don't know where, because like if you wanted Mahomes, you had to have a Twitch username signed in and watching. So
right, you had to link your account.
Yeah, you would have been added to that active users and chat number. But where was the other 80,000 people coming from if they weren't there for Mahomes or drops? Were that many people just interested in competitive Madden, do you think, CK?
Nah. But at the same time, like I played a few games online. Like not everyone had Mahomes. So I don't know. I don't know. Like you said, it's suspicious. That's all I want to say. It's suspicious. But you know, they should do more things like that. Just give back to community just for, like, you know, supporting things of that nature. Just, like, give us incentive to actually, you know, want to tune in instead of just saying, here, just watch this, you know.
Yeah. It is interesting, like, EA, I've brought this up in the past about Mudhead. Brought up to Craig, like, they're the only community member EA supports through those drops. So Mudhead, whenever they stream, they also get drops, and they do big giveaways, too. Give away top-end cards. Is that strange to you? Should they incorporate some of the YouTube community and give
of course. Yeah, they should give like people like you that be grinding every day, like Problem, like Tex, obviously, you know. A lot of these dudes, y'all be grinding like in the community is supporting you, so why not? You want to give back to the community, so it's a win-win for everyone. Like EA should just give you like a bunch of cards to give away to the community, so you know everyone's happy. I think that would be a great thing to do, just so they can keep people happy. But
Tex, what do you think?
Well, obviously, I would love Twitch drops and like other stuff just being in more people's streams, just having more access to it. That would be awesome. Like maybe like I don't know why they're being so stingy with it. I know they want to give it to a certain select group of guys, but just go in the whole thing. It's just healthy if everybody has it. Just have because if that means people can just go watch their favorite Madden streamer instead of just having to watch just one guy they may not like.
Right. So just that makes sense.
I understand you don't want to promote coin sponsors and certain guys like that, but just. Support Madden as a whole. Support the entire streaming network in terms of who's 100%. On here.
Yep.
So I just don't get why they're playing favorites. Not even playing favorites. They were last year. They were this year. They're just kind of just giving it to one site, which is just kind of like benefiting from this monopolized product that they have.
Yeah, like I brought up in the Kralo podcast, and we're not gonna talk about it very long here because we already talked about it. Like. Because Mudhead has gambling on it, right? And, like, they have literal lottos for cards that EA supplies them. So it is strange because Mudhead credits are, like, a third-party coin and that you can exchange and then gamble the Mudhead credits for cards in-game. through EA sponsored thing. So it's just, it's strange. I agree with Tex. I wish everybody got it. Like, I don't want it as an individual. I don't want individuals like basically said, hey, you're the winner. Like, you're gonna get drops. I would like the whole community grab it. Like, I want everybody to have that access. Big, small, whoever you are, everybody up and down the directory to get drops on Twitch. But EA, I don't know if they're scared about community members, but if it's everybody, like, what does EA have to be scared about?
I know.
I think they're
scared. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Go ahead. I agree with that. No, I agree. I changed my opinion. Like, at first I said just, like, a few people, like you, the people that are grinding, but now, obviously, you guys changed your mind. It should be everyone that streams Madden. Just be like, if you watch Madden for a certain number of hours, you're eligible to get drops, you know? It's a way to support the whole community.
I would love that. Tex, what were you saying?
I think they're afraid of just nothing. I think they're afraid of just the look of just, oh my God, this coin guy has, like this coin guy has 300 people on the stream watching and wanting to get Twitch drops. So, like, we don't want his, like, why? Like, that's 300 people in there watching somebody play Madden. Yeah. That is good for your game. It gets people to want to get on the game. So I think they're just afraid of just, like, the whole perception of it, as opposed to just, like, being, risking unpopularity amongst others and just doing it for everybody. Because I would love to see Twitch Madden always have at least 1,000 people in there watching at all times. Like, that should be the bare minimum. 1,000 people at all times.
At least.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say that. I think that's, like, the least that we can ask for.
Yeah. Like, so, like, when you look at, like, football's popularity versus other games and, like, how huge some Twitch streamers are, like, NBA, FIFA, all those things. Like, even Madden, it was, like, a cultural phenomenon back, like, a decade and a half ago, 04, 05. Like, largest selling game every year almost. So, now it's, like, a show that's for itself. Like, people aren't really watching on Twitch a lot. YouTubers get huge numbers. Let's not lie about that. Like, there's some huge YouTubers from the Madden community. But Twitch doesn't seem to translate that well for Madden. But yeah, it'd be kind of cool if EA did that for everybody and really boosted up the because, like, we saw what happened with Castro when he had Twitch drops, just him and a couple other people. FIFA did that. He went from, like, 13,000 average viewers to 80,000 the day he had his Twitch drops. Ooh. Which is bonkers.
Which there will be more incentive to, like, not have to, like, if EA wants to, like, they give to everybody and they're like, all right, you have to. Like, and if you get more money from, like, doing the Twitch drop route, like, because you get more people watching, more subscribers, maybe you don't need a coin seller. Maybe you can go away from that if you don't want to, you know? Or maybe you can just be greedy and take all the money in the world you want to. But it'll just bring guys back to streaming that normally wouldn't be streaming Madden. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure if they give Twitch drops, you probably see Tote back on Twitch, Berg back on Twitch, a lot of these guys that people
love. Let's not make promises we know aren't going to happen.
I don't know. It's all this EA's balls in EA's court. But no. But back to the
I was talking about Berg streaming.
Oh yeah, Berg's never streaming again. I mean, streams on Facebook.
On Facebook though.
Yeah. Stay away from it. Stay away from Facebook.
He got that Facebook bag. But no. So I was trying to get those tokens for the collectibles for the Twitch drops, and I think it was like 45,000 people and they were in a stream that was like they're showing like tapings of the shit again. And then when the championship game came on, shit jumped to the 60. So 15,000 people actually did show up for championship game.
For exactly that time. But I think everybody else suggested according to Gaming Powerhouse, 15,000 bots got turned down.
Botting, bro.
The competitive Madden, like, they just laid off 300 marketing people. Like, competitive esports, they need to show their worth. Because, like, Activision Blizzard, a bigger company than EA, I believe, laid off all their competitive people for a bunch of their different games. For, I think, what game was it? Heroes of the Storm. They got their competitive system because they didn't show any return on value for their competitive. And their numbers were higher than Madden's numbers for the competitive tournament. So if Madden's not showing that kind of return, if you want to keep your job, like, it costs you a few hundred bucks to turn on 10,000 bots. So
yeah, do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Honestly. So it's like, I can keep my job by botting and getting these fake numbers. So it's there. I'm not going to be here. It's impossible to prove bots or not. So I'm just saying the incentive is there. I don't think they're doing it, but the incentive is there.
Hey, I agree. Yeah. It would make a lot of sense if somebody's desperate enough to, like, not want to, like,
lose their job.
Yeah, lose their job, lose people's jobs as well, because they banked on this being as popular, this getting pitched to, like, and playing on ESPN2 consistently. I think that makes a lot of sense. And if that actually happens, that'd be kind of crazy. That'd be like a 30 for 30 right there.
Yeah,
I don't know about all that. That's a little bit far, but
what you mean like it'd definitely one be a conspiracy.
Definitely be a conspiracy.
Save esports.
Save Madden esports, and it's just like a big old conspiracy. It's like the moon landing shit.
I love it.
We knew this was happening, but we couldn't say anything because we weren't allowed. It's just like I'd watch.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw some tweets like, who cares if it's fake? Like, I saw somebody tweet out, who cares if it's fake number? Just be happy they're getting a lot of them. Like, what? Weren't we the community? Weren't we the community that was, like, shaming other people for view-botting?
Like, people for botting, right. Like, keep it consistent, people. Bro. Yeah. Keep it consistent.
But now that it helps, like, EA as a whole, we're like, all right, cool. You do you, EA. You be good. Like, isn't that just more, if that's true, isn't that just more evidence EA being the worst company in America?
Oh, God.
The cheating the numbers, but it's, you know, like, unlikely that they are. But regardless, what do you guys think of the superstar abilities next year? Like, I put out a tweet saying how unrealistic superstar abilities are, because next year they advertised Mahomes being able to throw a ball 80 yards when he's in the zone, quote unquote, which might happen once a season, they said. But in fact, the farthest that we've ever seen him throw on tape is 76 yards, so it's like unplayable, right? That's the first. Like, it's funny when I put out that tweet, I got people saying I'm both like a EA apologist, I'm an ass kisser, and then people hating on me for hating on Madden 20 already. Like, I think I'm doing a good job when you get hate from both sides of the aisle, when people hate you for one way and the other. So I think that was like that was probably my most perfect tweet ever to get that kind of hate. Tex, besides for that, what do you think about these superstar in the zone and superstar abilities next year for franchise and Mutt?
Okay, so I was in your stream when you were talking about them. They got one for Brady, one for Mahomes, and then there's one for Cam. He'll break a sack if he's in the zone.
Yeah, there's Roethlisberger got one for he's got a good pump fake or something.
Okay, pump fake's not going to work. But I don't – so this is going to be a Mutsy, right?
Yeah.
I guess we got to figure out what is getting in the zone. Like, is getting in the zone going to be throwing four checkdowns?
Well, apparently for Juju to get his good rack – getting in the zone, he has to get four different catches of 20 yards or more that are rack catches. So not possession, not aggressive. Four different rack possessions that are 20 yards or more in a game, which is kind of hard to do in a Mutt game.
Not with Crosby. Well, this year, he's easy. His rack is fucking double cross that bitch.
It's a valid point. Yeah.
So I guess we'll see how it goes, because we're going to figure out a way to exploit this. Like, Mahomes is going to be in zone every Mutt game I play.
Woo!
It's gonna be like completely one like 80-yard bomb. It's just gonna be a glitchy play where you can get a guy open.
The thing is, especially, routes don't even go 80 yards.
Not well.
Fades might, but most routes don't go 80 yards.
That's true.
They turn around and stop like at 60. So,
I don't know how this is gonna work though. Like, I guess we gotta see. I'm intrigued by just kind of. I'm not gonna knock it right now, mostly because like I would love for them to make players have amazing different thing, like especially like for elite cards, like that'd make guys different. Yeah. Like if Shady gets like a ridiculous thing where he like just breaks like
jukes three people,
yeah, he can just cut back like on a dime because of whatever. Like I would love just to have like I'll go buy LeSean McCoy for that because it's better than using a guy like who's running back that's like bruising, like a Derrick Henry type where he's just gonna be more of a bruising back. So it just, but they both play the same this year's Madden. So if certain guys in the upcoming games have different things that make you want to, you have to have this guy for this specific thing, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it's going to play because that sounds ridiculous. An 80-yard bomb. So what that basically means, Tyree's not going to be in the game next year. So you basically just go out there and just like, you just throw it, you waste your in the zone on an 80-yard pass for a guy not open. Like, what's that going to do?
Yeah,
that's gonna be funny, but I'm here for it, man. Like, I'm here for all the ridiculous wackiness that's gonna be over here. It's gonna be competitive too. They said, right? So it's not just gonna be for like arcade or for sim. It's gonna be competitive.
It's gonna be harder to trigger in competitive, but we'll see.
Yeah, we will definitely see. I would love for that because that adds a whole variety of different things. So like now you gotta look for players with good ratings and also players that have the good zones that you like and try to play for fit your play style. So if you run the ball a lot more, you're not gonna need a guy like Juju Smith-Schuster. You need more, better offensive linemen, better running backs that can help you get to where you need to go there. So that'd be dope.
CK?
I think people are greedy, though. So, like, even if they might just need, like, a Shady or, you know, Derrick Henry, they're going to want that LeGarrette Blount. They're going to want that Odell Beckham Jr. They're going to want that Julio. Like, you're going to see a lot of people, like, almost every single superstar that has abilities, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, I want to say, like, echo Texas's point in that players play differently. That's our biggest complaint right now, at least, about players play the same. So, and the thing is, like, with Tom Brady having these special abilities, and say Mike Vick has zero, like, I want Tom Brady to be valuable in this game. Like, I don't want to place Michael Vick every single snap from September to July. I don't want to see that on everybody's team. So, having Tom Brady have the ability to, like, to be overpowered a little bit, like he is in real life, I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I kind of, because, like, here's the thing with, like, Michael Vick and Tom Brady. Tom Brady makes the decisions in real NFL. We make the decisions for these quarterbacks in Madden. So having Tom Brady make, and his, it's hard to replicate his decision ability. So they're trying to give him some sort of overpowered mechanic in order to make him balanced with Vic, because Vic is just clearly overpowered. He's so fucking good. And other mobile quarterbacks, the 99 speed right now, which we got a few of. So, giving pocket passers these overpowered skills to balance them out, I'm for it. Like, I think the most important thing about a game is that it's fun. Second most important thing is that it's balanced. So, if they can make these things fun, differentiate the cards, giving unique animations, like they give Aaron Rodgers a tippy-toe throw animation when he's, like, on the run. If they make them unique and fun and then balanced, like, where, like, you can't just, it's not the same quarterback every single game, I'm down for it. Like, I think Madden is at its peak when people are getting, when you're being dotted up and down the field. Like, if Tom Brady's there and he's finding holes in your defense and he's able to complete you down the field, that is ideal Madden. Whereas, like, just right now it's just, like, crossing routes and then your zones can't guard it. So you got to, like, cross man it and hopefully he keeps up and then you got to use the other one. Then just check down to a drag, the playmaker. So, like, there's things they can do, obviously, to make it unbalanced and then rebalance and patch it and stuff. And they talked about bringing in new plays in the playbook through the year. They're revamping the playbooks. So I hope the playbooks aren't unbalanced. We're not just everybody's running pats either. So overall, I'm down. I'm not going to knock it. I want to try it. Of course, it's my job to try and break them and find easy ways to score for the clickbait and for, you know, just being trying to win every fucking game I play. Because if you ain't winning, you're a loser. But not really. I mean, video games are kind of fun for me. So hopefully you're having fun. That's my thoughts. Any other last words before we move on Superstars or Madden 20?
Do you think Le'Veon Bell gets his patient running?
He should. I mean, how? So, yeah, ooh. I mean, the thing is, Madden is not built for Le'Veon Bell. Like, they tried to do it this year. Okay. It's not. It's block shed related. Clint said they can't change that last year on the podcast. I really want Clint back. I want him back so bad on this podcast. I want to talk to him about this disaster.
I want to talk to Rex, but, like, he's ducking this. Yo, CK, we follow Rex on Twitter?
Yeah.
Send him a DM, say, come on my man podcast.
I think we got to...
highly doubt he would...
I think I saw a tweet saying his NDA lasts through May or something. So we'll try maybe the summer text.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll send him another DM.
I'll send one too.
All right, let's move on to Game of Thrones and draft talk. Let's do the draft first. Draft talk first.
Okay.
Did you guys like your team selection? Tex?
Go first, Tex.
Yeah. I have no idea who the guy is, but everybody said he was the best pass rusher available, so I'll take it.
All right. Is that what you needed?
Yeah, so the Panthers last year, like, led the league in slow blitzes because they had a bunch of old guys out there. So Thomas Davis, Mike Adams, and like Captain Merlin, like, just so they'll do these blitzes where it'll be a linebacker that comes in, and then a cornerback that'll come in, and a safety will come in. I'm like, what kind of fucking 3-level blitz is this?
Yeah.
So they couldn't get pressure with four. The Panthers this year are switched to a 3-4 as well because their defense has is not equipped for a 4-3 anymore. They don't got three linebackers. They got one. And they don't have.
They got two.
They got Shaq Thompson. Shaq Thompson's not great. He's okay, but he's not like he's. It's the reason why Thomas Davis was there for as long as he was because Shaq Thompson was not able to take his job.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So it's kind of like
supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah, he was drafted to take his job and just hasn't done it yet. And also he can't tackle, which is hilarious. Like, I don't know how you can't tackle. It's annoying. he's out here throwing his whole body at people. Like, use your arms, man. So they need a pass rusher, and I'm hoping that this guy plays well for us. He's 6'5", built Burns. Like Peppers. Not Pepper, but he's built like Pepper. So as long as, I guess, with him and Addison out there and Kaywan and Dontari, hopefully those guys would be enough to actually get to the quarterback this year. Because if not, it's going to be a long season because this is the worst defense Panthers have had in the past. Well, since the Rivera era, it's the worst defense they've had.
Did you guys help your DB core at all?
Nope. We drafted some young players, obviously, but like we basically Rip. Still got we got Dante Jackson, who was a good find last year. They also got Bradbury, who's been solid. But yeah, they need to get pressure to help those guys out. So hopefully this guy can come in and use his athletic build to just run by people.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the talent was all built around pass rushes this year, or most of it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Burns.
That's the meta right now.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
It was because everybody, I guess everybody's out here running the, what do you call it? The everybody's base defense is nickel.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So yeah. You need to have guys that can actually get to the quarterback now, since everybody passes the ball, since passing is just like running the ball if you throw like short passes the entire time anyway.
Yeah, the Tom Brady method, or we'll see if what is it, Arizona and their spread attack catches on too with the passing. So like I think it's going to get even worse if that's successful the next few years with Kingsbury. So how about you, CK? How the Eagles do?
Eagles, you know, as usual, they killed it. Howie Roseman, best GM in the league. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, we got our future left tackle. You know, because Jason Peters gets injured every other week. It seems like. So that's definitely a good thing. We got Miles Sanders, the next Shady, as I like to call him, from Pittsburgh. Or not from Pittsburgh, Penn State. He's not as good as Saquon, but, you know, Penn State's turning into running back you. So I'm hoping, you know, he can do some good things for us. And then we got this big dude who's going to be, like, the next Alshon. So these picks, like, they might not be immediate impacts, but, like, in a few years, you're going to start hearing some of these names. You'd be like, oh, shit, that draft was actually pretty good. So, yeah.
That's pretty decent. Yeah, like... Pretty decent. Yeah, anybody to protect the backside of Wentz? Now you don't really have a backup that can win in the playoffs for you, huh?
Oh my goodness! Okay, he got boxed in the jugular.
You guys did draft a quarterback though. I see in the fifth round, Clayton Thorson.
We did. He's gonna be our third string. Yeah. I don't need to see anything. We have Carson. Like ask the Panthers, ask Tex if the quarterback they drafted. You see anything in him?
Will Greer?
Yeah.
The Panthers are not good at evaluating quarterback. The Panthers lucked into Cam. Like, if the Panthers, if Jake Locker was a little bit better in college, they would have took him. They lucked into Cam, bro. Like, they don't know anything about evaluating quarterbacks. They said that Will Greer was their third quarterback on their board. Wow. And that wasn't, and that board didn't include Kyler Murray. It was fucking Dwayne Haskins.
Are you serious?
And fucking Drew Locke, who I don't think is going to be good at all. They're not good at this. They're not good at finding a quarterback, so I don't think Will Greer is going
to be the best. They don't need to be, though. They really don't need to be. That's our teams don't need to be. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, you're getting up there in age, you feel me? And also weight. So, how you looking over there, Gut Fox?
he's just looking, cultivating brother. Mass. All right, that just helps him take hits. Like that's how he's done his whole year. Yeah, his whole career.
Okay.
Yeah, Steelers draft. You know, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. They traded up obviously for a middle linebacker, somebody to play Shaz. Like. My favorite Steelers team of all year, like, I've said this before, I'll say it again. My favorite Steelers team of all time was that, 2017, right before Shaz got injured, where they had everybody healthy with Brown, Bell, Bryant, the Killer Bees, Roethlisberger, great offensive line. Their defense was top five in the league. Then Shaz went down and it became, like, a bottom 10 defense. So having somebody like that, the middle linebacker spot, I feel like it's almost underrated now. Like, it used to be, like, the key of the NFL is the middle linebacker spot. Now I feel like, middle linebacker is an antiquated position. It's all about edge rushers, corners, and that kind of stuff, coverage type. So having somebody that can play three downs for them, somebody that can run like hell, I just hope I don't know. It's so easy to look at his potential and his physical skills and be like, hell yeah, Shaz 2.0, we got it. And but otherwise, the rest of the draft, solid. I don't know. I don't follow the draft as much as somebody like Bengals, so I don't know as much about like the later round picks. But, you know, I got to trust because they found some real gems late in the draft for the Steelers. So, and Colbert, we trust, right?
Can we just be honest, though, about the Steelers? Like, I understand you guys got rings in the past, but how do you not win a ring with Antonio, Le'Veon? Or how do you not even get to the Super Bowl with them? Like, you guys are like the thunder of the NFL. Wait, like, all this potential.
They got to the Super Bowl in 10. Not with Antonio.
I'm saying with Antonio, with Le'Veon and Big Ben. Like, that's probably one of the best trios.
They got unlucky as shit those years, if you remember. Patriots.
I know, but still.
They cannot beat the Patriots. That's the reason why they can't make it.
Is that why?
They would have been able to beat the Patriots with Shaz when they started manning guys up, but then they lost Shaz. That year, they lost to the Jags. If they would have, they got 45 points to Blake Bortles that year.
Oh, my God. I still can't believe it. Yeah. If you guys win that game, it's a PA Super Bowl. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah. It would have been incredible.
Because I think that was the year that they played the Patriots down to the final play, and it's because the Steelers got fucked at the goal line, I think, on that one. Was it James?
I remember that.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
It would have been an interesting AFC championship, but, yeah, losing Shaz that year, fucking. But, yeah, they've had a lot of bad luck, I remember, in the playoffs for a couple years with that kind of skill. So, I mean, that's football, right? You get fluked out of games.
Sports.
Yeah, plus sports,
Patriots,
truly.
Yeah, plus the Patriots also cheat when they're Pittsburgh's playing New England. So, oh, shit. Like, you hear those stories about when they're New England at a hotel and the fire alarm always goes off at the hotel where every time they play the Patriots.
Like, dude, really?
Patriot fans are crazy, bro. They be in there, what hotel they're going to be staying at, and then, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, the alarm goes off. 4 o'clock in the morning, alarm goes off. 5 o'clock in the morning, alarm goes off. It's like, wait, why are y'all doing this to us?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
It's wild in Boston, man.
Yeah, they take their sports seriously, and they don't give a fuck about nothing else, right? But yeah, like, so they drafted. Steelers got wide receiver, corner, another running back. So, skill positions, they seem to draft them quite frequently. But they basically need to stay healthy this year, like every team, for them to be any good.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the main factor in terms of, like, success.
Yeah, it's like the Panthers, with Cam, without, are two completely different teams, right?
Mm-hmm. If the Cam's there, they're a playoff team. If Cam's not there, I don't know what the hell they are. Cause they have that team's built for him. Like, that's why everybody's saying, Will Greer's going to be great. He's not Cam. Like, Cam, the whole offense is built on Cam's ability to run the ball. So, is Will Greer going to be out here doing what Cam does? No.
Yeah.
Tex, you saw Christian McCaffrey?
Dude, he's on steroids.
Yeah.
What the fuck? He's on that Lane Johnson diet.
They're running him into the ground. He has to bulk up. That's what they're doing. They're using him like no other running back has ever been used before. And he has to bulk up.
You think he's first pick in your fantasy draft?
Easily.
We should all do a fantasy. Speaking of that.
Gunfox,
you do fantasy?
I do fantasy, yeah.
Okay.
Either him or Saquon, because Saquon's
yeah, fucking targets. It's one of those. Either one of those, yeah. Saquon or Christian.
Yeah, I agree there. The thing with, like, Christian McCaffrey, like, I don't know. I don't know if he's roided up, I worry about injuries, right? When you put on a lot of mass 1 year, you kind of put a lot of strain on your ligaments. So I'm a little concerned, right? And the heavy workload, are you worried about CMC taking any injuries there, Tex?
The way he worked last year, I don't know how he didn't get hurt. So I'm gonna ride it until the wheels fall off, man. Plus, it'd be good for Mutt, though, because he'd be like 235 a Mutt with that speed and that agility.
They never up their weights.
That's just OP.
I wonder what he weighs right now. He has like at least 225. At least
probably. Big Ben's to like 220. Instead of 270.
He's pushing at least 3 C notes right now, I can tell you that.
I don't mean to come at your quarterback, man. I was just Big Ben, a Hall of Famer, man. I'm not, you know.
I think him or Saquon are first overall picks. Clicker would say Saquon.
No question.
Saquon stand. You think Saquon's the best at back he's ever seen?
Ever?
Really?
Yeah, already?
He's better than AP.
Better than Barry Sanders, too?
He's better than all of
them. Jesus.
So Click would love Saquon Barkley. You think he has potentially the best at back of all time. Like, that's how much he's in love with this dude.
Yeah, and I don't want to. Yeah, like, Clickwood's not somebody you want to get into an argument online because you'd be arguing with them for 5 hours. Yeah. I'll just say, you got it.
That's Bengal. That's a lot of people, honestly.
Yeah. Let me look at. What was Saquon's stats last year? They were pretty fucking good.
But, he went ridiculous. He had 0 fumbles.
4 steals.
Really? He had, like, the most combined touchdowns for a running back, I think. Or one of the most. It was, like, top 2,
holy
top
shit.
3.
I didn't realize he had 91 receptions, too.
Yeah, he caught so many passes. Insane.
Adam in fantasy.
Yeah.
Still lost.
He's got to be number one in my book. I mean, see, how many no passes question. Did CMC catch?
Well, around the cycle between, I think, Cam got hurt, obviously, but I think he caught between, like, I'm going to say 90. I think he caught at least 90. I think there were 3 halfbacks that caught 90 passes this year. It's Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, then Saquon Barkley.
Wow. Yeah,
Go
on.
I was going to say a lot of halfbacks.
Kamara's going to go off this year, bro. Kamara's going to go off, bro. Mark Ingram gone. I think he's going off.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, McCaffrey last year caught 107. No, no, sorry.
Wow.
I'm tripping.
Jesus.
That's receiving. No, it's 107 receptions, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, he caught 107 receptions last season. What? He had 13 total touchdowns. He almost had 2,000 yards total, but he didn't play that last game. So,
damn. Yeah. He averaged him and Saquon both averaged 5 yards a carry, so that ain't bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
ain't bad at all. Jamal Charles retired, fifth on the all-time rushing list with the 5.4
yards per carry.
I think he's the number one running back all-time, right?
He is. Yeah, he is.
So good, man. Hashtag hook him.
So good.
Yeah. He's solid 10. All right, so let's talk about Game of Thrones. Everybody who hasn't seen Game of Thrones, turn off the podcast now. If you don't want spoilers, or if you're not interested, go ahead and turn it off now. I'm sure many of you turned it off many minutes ago once you heard my voice. All right, let's hear your recap, CK. You're a big GOT guy. What do you think of this last episode?
Oh, God. I see. You guys are going to think like I'm a casual. I'm like the opposite of a casual, man.
You tweet
I'm like
on your timeline. A diehard. No casual fan tweets on there. No, I'm letting you know you're not. No casual fans tweeting about Game of Thrones. Like, I was just. Yeah. Y'all hear me being defensive. All
right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yeah, I liked it. My first reaction was like, it's amazing. It was like the best episode ever. I went to sleep, woke up the next day, and everyone was complaining. I was like, okay, if everyone's complaining, then obviously something happened that people didn't like. So I started doing research, and people didn't like, you know, how the Night King was built up all these seasons and just lost, you know, a dagger to the chest or whatever. And it wasn't even by Jon Snow. But at the same time, like, it's called Game of Thrones. So, like, I understand, you know, the Night King, he's this big, dangerous threat, but he's not the end-all, be-all. Like, they still have to fight for the throne, and there's still 3 episodes left. So, like, I understand how people wanted more people to die. That's the one gripe I had with the episode. If they just killed, like, Jaime or Tormund and Sam, like, Sam should be dead. That dude, I don't know how he survived. Yeah. Like, what is why is he still alive?
I saw the perfect tweet. So, it said the Night King and his army saw how useless Sam was, so they decided not to kill him.
They have in season 2 though, right? They let him go in season 2 also. Remember at the end of season 2 where they're all walking past him?
Wait, let me see.
He's like hiding by the rock. Remember that. Yeah. So they don't give a fuck about him.
They like felt bad for him. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, man. Honestly, that's the only gripe. If they killed like a few more big characters, then I feel like people wouldn't hate it as much. But there's still so many more episodes. Like, just 3 more episodes. Not so many, but I mean, let's just wait, see how it plays out, and then if you still don't like it at the end, then you complain. But, like, for now, let's just enjoy how amazing that was. The battle was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
When you could see it, at least. When it wasn't, like, too dark, you know.
Well, I saw that was a major complaint with too dark. Like, with the characters dying, like, during the entire episode, I was like, oh, like, I was on my edge of my seat the whole time because I thought one was going to go like that. Like, my biggest complaint, I agree, is that they had these guys, like, say, these are the commanders of the armies. If they were in the back, like, my issue with them not dying is that they were in the front lines, every single one of them. And then all of a sudden, they magically appear at the back safe. Like, Grey Worm took on the front lines. We had Jorah charge at first. Of course, we saw what happened later in the episode where he defended, where he died. But, like, they had Brienne and Jaime at the front lines taking on the dead. And, like, they should have been overwhelmed and like, overcome by dead bodies and killed like all the other frontline soldiers were, but somehow they magically made it back into the castle, which is kind of like the strangest point of all. But overall, like, I was edge of my seat the whole time. I fucking love that. I had my TV that I could see it. I don't know if my TV is just better than people's TVs, but I didn't have that. Like, it was a little dark, but I didn't have like that much trouble. I don't know if it feels overblown. Tex, did you have trouble with the lighting in Game of Thrones last episode?
So when I first pulled it up, I'm like, why the hell is this so dark? I was like, oh, okay. It's nighttime, so why am I complaining about this guy now? And so I was like, I put my TV on Vivid, which is like one of the settings, and I was fine after that. Like, I couldn't see a couple things, but I forgave them because the budget probably would have got blown out had it been a little bit brighter because you didn't even have to create like a bunch of different looking zombies type of stuff. You can't just like go with one universal one. It looks the same. So if it's darker, you don't see all the motherfuckers coming at you. Therefore, you save money on the budget. So it's kind of like what I learned when I like listen to movie reviews and stuff like that, how people cheap out on going on CGI. Like every superhero movie pretty much comes out with like the last battle's like focused, it's smoking fire, and like it's surrounding that behind the hero who's the CGI character. So that way they don't got to do as much in terms of making it look pristine, because his mask is some of the technology that's where CGI is right now. So I wasn't mad at it at all. About how dark it was, you turn that brightness up and you'd be good to go. I think that's just a weird complaint. Maybe people out here watching on their
I don't know
how I don't
on their phone, maybe
on their computer. Like, I don't know what, like,
Yeah, I was watching my computer. So it was a little bit dark. All right. It was a little
bit dark. All right, cool. That explains
a lot. No, I use HBO now, so yeah. I could like pause it and go back.
You don't
Chrome?
You don't cast it on your TV?
No, I don't use. I don't have cable. So I just,
no, you don't Chromecast it. Like you can go buy a device or some. Most smart TVs nowadays have a thing where you can just cast.
Oh, I mean, I could. Yeah, I have an HDMI cord. I just connect that up.
Put it on your TV, bro. Watch it while I was supposed to watch with someone else on a big TV, not a damn 25-inch laptop.
Next time, I got you. Yeah. But all right. So, what do y'all think out of 10? What would y'all give that episode?
Oh, I think that's maybe some of the finest television I ever watched in my life. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10.
I'm gonna give it a 10 as well, mostly because I took like 11 shots that night, so
holy shit. Watch them again.
I was feeling it. It was good, bro. I took a shot for everybody that died.
It was amazing, bro. Why don't y'all tweet it? But I feel like I'm on an island. Like,
no, I watched it late. I got home late.
Oh,
I tweeted about it, CK.
Oh, okay, yeah, I saw it too.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Maybe I should stop tweeting live. I need to relax. I just be too in the moment. Like, I don't give a fuck at that point. I feel like I'm watching it with, like, family and friends, like, on Twitter. I don't know.
I mean, that's the way to do it. Like, it's a good engagement there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Twitter, man. I mean, I love Game of Thrones.
What was your reaction when Arya killed the Night King, though?
Oh, I was jumping up and down. I was like, yes, let's go. I was so fucking hyped.
Foxy, what about you and Foxy?
Wait, what?
What about you and Foxy's reaction? How'd that go?
So we're generally just taking it in. I think I don't know.
Y'all just sat back quiet.
Yeah, like I don't think, like I don't remember any like large like emotional outbursts. I was thinking like because I was worried about Jon Snow at that time with the dragon. I was like, all right, how's Jon Snow gonna slay this fucking dragon? And then all of a sudden, he accepts his fate to get like blown away. And then Arya takes him out. It'd have been cool if like Jon Snow took out the dragon. Right when Arya takes out the Night King, because Night King bitched out of the fight, right? With Jon Snow,
he fucking ran away.
He was a pussy.
Night King already saw Jon Snow one take him off his fucking dragon. He got two for one, so he had to walk in. And then he's like, "Oh, I already seen that guy blow up one of my like couple of my elite soldiers, White Walkers, with the Valyrian steel sword. So I want none of that."
He's like, "Fuck out of
so
here."
So yeah, he totally bitched out. But then he took out Theon, because Theon, I guess, is not that good of a warrior.
He took on a dickless dude, bro. Like, he was like, I want no smoke with John. Dog, Twitter said he wanted no smoke with John. He wanted to go fight a dickless guy in a paraplegia. That's how much he was afraid of John.
I saw that. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's so mean.
Oh, God, that was funny. But yeah, Theon's arc, one of the best in television.
He redeemed himself.
Is it better than Cersei's?
He redeemed himself.
Well, Jaime's is probably the best, in my opinion.
You think Jaime's?
Jaime's, no question. I hated that dude. First episode, first season.
Yeah.
No.
What's that, CK? I see that.
No, I hated him. First episode, first season. Like, and now, like, everyone pretty much loves him.
Yeah, you're a good man. And then instead of running like he did on the ship with Yar, he charged right at the Evo. He's like, all right, I can't run. Let's go for it. And yeah, obviously he lost his life, but it was a badass way to go out.
Are you sure he's dead though?
He had a
no question. The guy, Theon?
He didn't get stabbed in the heart. He got stabbed in the side. Like, I feel like they could like bring him back if they wanted to.
Oh.
Cause he didn't get, like everybody else that died, like died. Like Jorah,
Melisandre's dead though.
Huh?
How would they bring him back? Who's gonna do the magic to bring him back?
Melisandre's
dead.
Yeah.
The dude that brought back Beric, dead. So well, everyone that could do it is dead.
Well, no, I'm saying not through the fire. I'm talking about they bring him back. I think the fire shit's over now. He might just be like unconscious right now. Like I don't think he's like dead.
Yeah,
you need to have the medicine to be able to.
The thing is,
I mean, Jon. I mean, yeah.
The thing is, Brienne also took a sword in the side, didn't she? So you're not wrong. I think she'll survive, at least what it seems.
She survived. Yeah.
But
100%.
But like I agree, medicine back then, you're more at risk from getting a bacterial infection. But they don't really talk about that in the show.
Yeah.
But I think he's dead. Didn't they show him on the ground bleeding out of his like mouth?
Yeah, he was like, he's gone, bro.
He might be dead. He legit might be super dead. But usually, if they don't show somebody like getting like, they show my man, my girl, Lady Mormont. Get her ass crushed. So like she, crazy. You know, she dead. Like usually somebody dies, they die. Like when fucking Sam got my man, what's his name?
Ed?
The other guy killed.
Ed.
Yeah.
Or Beric.
No.
It's Ed.
Ed. Yeah, it was Ed. It was Ed. Yeah.
Ed. Yeah. Got my man Ed killed for being an idiot. So like we know Ed's dead. So his eyes turned to blue White Walkers as well. So you know he's dead. So like, I don't know if he's dead though. But that was a great episode. Like I said, 11 out of 10. Like I really enjoyed it. I was rooting for The first fucking five, or first five, whatever, the Darth Racky running into the throne.
That was insane.
God,
that
bro.
That was insane, bro. Holy shit. Like, come on, man. That's one, some of the best television you'll ever see. Like, I was, you don't know what's happening next. Go ahead.
No, 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 sorry. No, you finish. I don't, that's, it's rude.
No, I am finished. I am.
Okay. My entire, during that whole scene, like, I watched it, I'm like, all right, you got some light cavalry. Like, I was so pissed about the battlefield tactics of wasting your entire cavalry. Like, you put the infantry out, you lock them down, then you sweep from the sides, or you try and flank it with the cavalry. Like, doing a head-on charge against a huge host with light cavalry, they don't have any spears or anything. I was like, I was so pissed with how they wasted them. And, like, it was a great scene and all. Like, the absolute, like, this is awesome, we're gonna win, we got the swords lighted up, cavalry, like, oh, fuck. Like, just having them disappear. That was amazing television, but I was pissed off. Incredible. Like, why didn't they kept the they could have got the trebuchets, keep throwing fire at them. They knocked those out. They kind of, like, wasted that. So, I was more like, I played a lot of, like, Rome Total War, Medieval Total War, like, those games, and wasted, like, running cavalry right, like cavalry right into an infantry host. I was like, oh, no, come on. You got to have better battlefield tactics than that. But I feel like even if they would have properly employed their cavalry, they just would have been fucked either way. So, in the end, it probably wouldn't have mattered because they lost all of their armies.
I've played like those like castle defense games where you gotta like defend from zombies and shit. Why not more trenches? Why not just have an entire battlefield full of fire?
Yeah, and why didn't they have oil on the walls to burn them?
No, that was my biggest complaint. Like, this where's the oil? Where's the rocks? Like, what are y'all doing? Yeah. Y'all just fighting one at a time while they crawl up the wall. Like, y'all are really being like terrible right now.
Their only defense was that fire pit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was awful.
Well, that didn't work after the Night King came out here and threw a damn, like, I guess, snowstorm out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right. So how do y'all think it's going to end? Because there's, like, a million different ways it could end. But what would satisfy you the most?
Ooh, satisfaction. That's a good question.
Satisfaction.
Go on, Tex. You first.
No, I'm just like, they're not gonna leave us satisfied. So I didn't even think about that ever. I'm thinking about it right now. Like, there's no chance we're gonna leave this series being satisfied.
No. Regardless of what happens, people are gonna hate it. For me,
hey, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, go ahead.
For me, I think they gotta break the wheel and install democracy. They gotta do it kind of like how, because they talked about breaking the wheel. They gotta do it how. Either the, because Tyrion a couple seasons back referenced the way, how those islanders, Theon's people, the Iron Islands, how they vote for their leader, for whoever the next leader is, and the Night's Watch does the vote for the next leader. So that's how he said one ways of doing it for. So installing a democracy would allow it to like break the wheel. Otherwise, like, do you think like maybe next episode's kind of like. You know, kind of settling down after that, planning their attack on Cersei. Fifth is Cersei, then like sixth is like maybe the Dance of the Dragons, Jon versus Daenerys in the sixth episode to finally battle it out. That'd be a really interesting like thing going forward. But I don't know. Do you think they'll turn on each other, CK?
It's looking like Daenerys is kind of jealous, man. Yeah. Like right now, she's already starting to feel, you know, some sort of way about Jon being the true heir to the Iron Throne and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So. But I don't think Jon wants it. I really don't think like he wants it at all. But I don't think both of them survive. Like, I think one of them dies eventually. Really? I don't know what it's next episode, episode 5, episode 6. One of them is going to die, in my opinion. And I think I think it could be like a complete 180. Like, we could have Cersei pulling off a Red Wedding Part 2. Like, I'm telling you, bro, Clegane Bowl is going to happen. Like, there's like just give it time. For the people that are hating on it for no reason, like, just wait. You never know what's going to happen, bro. Like, it could be completely out of left field, so.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm excited to see.
I mean, that would make it easier on the showrunners to write it if just one of them died in an emotional scene that they say, "All right, now you're the Iron Ion. Oh, you're the Iron Throne winner." Tex, what do you think?
This is what I want to see potentially happen, right? I don't like is it Grey Worm's girlfriend? I don't like her at all. She seems kind of suspicious. So everyone would like to see her like be the reason why like Cersei always had one step ahead of the army.
Yeah,
she knew information because she was sending ravens to Cersei, and have that fight come out, and then like have like that be the reason why Dany dies. Because I don't like Dany.
Holy shit.
Dany's annoying. Dany and Sansa both are just the worst. Sansa because Sansa's snarky for no fucking reason out here.
She got like raped on her wedding night.
I got you on that.
She has a reason.
No. That was like 2 seasons ago. Come on, this season.
She was trained by Littlefinger.
Okay. Yeah. And she's loyal, bro.
Like, I guess she just wants loyal, the best for her. She's loyal to a fault. She lets loyalty cloud smart, rational decisions. Huh. So if Cersei, if Dany didn't come help, they'd all be dead right now.
I know. She needs to be more grateful.
Not even more grateful. She needs to be more logical. That's why I think like John's more of a diplomat than she is. She's more of just like, she's headstrong about what she wants to do. John's more open. That's why I think John is probably the best ruler, but he's also probably like, he doesn't want it. So maybe if like John, I don't think John's gonna tell anybody that he's king. He's like the true heir to the throne. He's just gonna let that shit be, and then probably just give up his rights to be the ruler of the North to like Sansa or Arya. And then just I think he's gonna end up being alive, but not actually being in charge of all this. Because I can't see Jon in King's Landing sitting in the throne. I just can't see it.
I mean, I could, not by himself though. Like how Gutfox said, like a democracy. Like maybe people elect him and Daenerys to rule, or like him and Arya, or like Davos said. He said it doesn't have to be like it used to be. Like he was pointing. I think it was earlier in season episode 2, maybe episode 1, okay. Where they were looking down at them. And he was talking about how it could be different. Like, we can join houses and, just have them married or something.
Yeah, true.
So there's a lot of different ways. There's
possibilities.
It's going to be crazy.
I just feel like it's going to be the pregnant lady and the pirate is going to fuck them up and then somehow just end up burning the whole world. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get Tyrion to ask Tyrion to kill his sister. Because the show is all about fulfilling prophecies and shit like that.
You think it's be him, not Jaime?
Not the Arya.
Well, it's that little brother, right? The prophecy back.
Jamie is.
Yeah.
So is it Tyrion too?
By like a second or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love it if Jamie did it, because Jamie's the one that would hurt the most from doing it.
Yep. Maybe the dumb.
I think Jamie Kingslayer. I think Jamie dies, and then Arya takes his face and does it.
That's what. You think Jamie dies and Arya takes his face and then.
And Arya takes his face.
That would be super clutch. If it ended like that, where Cersei's like, "Hey, brother." And that's how the show ends. So they might get about season 6, Arya stabs that bitch and walks away.
Oh yeah. That'd be hilarious. Like, would that be putting too much on Arya? So she slayed the Night King. Cersei. Would that be like too much of her being the superhero?
People might have a problem with that.
Dog, it said no one can kill the Night King, so I became no one. I'm like, yo, this is fucking cold. She deserves all this, bro. She deserves all this. Like she's a better fighter than all the motherfuckers that are there. She's just tiny, so like once she goes to like a fully like fitted adult, she's gonna be out here like fucking people up.
I love how they foreshadowed the killing of the Night King there with her. Like in earlier that season where they were at the tree. Like remember John was at the tree when he came in. He's like, "Oh, how did you sneak up on me?
How'd you sneak up on me?"
Yeah, right. And then even earlier, like a season back,
with Brienne,
her and Brienne are fighting. She was fighting Brienne. And like she does the same.
And she dropped the dagger in the other hand.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm telling you, man. So people that are like hating on it, saying it came out of nowhere. No, like they've been building up to this moment for like seasons. You just haven't been paying attention.
That's the only thing I don't. Yeah. Only thing I don't like is that people think Brienne can see into the future. He said he can't see into the future.
He can't. He can see what's happening now. And
so he didn't know Arya was going to kill the Night King.
He didn't.
I was going to say he's not Doctor Strange. He didn't see one out of 400 million possibilities. He's not that.
Right. But like,
speaking of, I still haven't seen that yet, Avengers Endgame. Yeah. But it's already been spoiled. Like,
let's not talk about that.
LaShawn McCoy spoiled it for you. Why do you follow him on Twitter? He's a bad person.
My favorite player.
I got you. The things he's been accused of are like make Tyreek Hill like a saint.
I know. No. He never did anything like that.
The things he's been accused of. I didn't say he did it.
Accused of. Innocent until proven guilty, man. Isn't this America? I thought.
Tyreek was until he heard the tape.
Yo, Fox, what are you saying? Coming up, my favorite player lately.
Yeah.
Relax.
I'm super excited. I think Sundays are almost my favorite day now. Whereas, like, just because of that one show. Whereas, like, it used to be I hate Sundays because of Mondays and stuff. But, like, Game of Thrones. Is this, would you say, even without seeing the last 3 episodes, is there anything they could do to, like, ruin it for you? Like, because right now Game of Thrones is probably a top 3 TV show all time of mine. And the way they end it will probably make it number 1, depending if it's solid ending, which I have full faith they could do. Like, what could they do? Like, just like the final episode just being a dance-off. Outside of that, what could they do to ruin it for
you? That's about it. Like, as long as they stick to... Just picture that right now, the outrage. But yeah, pretty much besides that, just keep it Game of Thrones. Just like, keep Fortnite it a battle scene. All over the
place. Yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing they can do, honestly.
Well, it is. Sansa is the queen of the entire Seven Kingdoms. I'd be pissed.
Really?
I don't like her.
Wow.
Dany too. I don't want to see either of them as the ruler of either or.
You just don't like. Females text, huh? I can see you're
biased. I love Arya and I love Cersei. Cersei's like my favorite character. Oh, yeah. Okay, she's a terrible person.
Oh, so you want Cersei to win? Okay.
I wouldn't mind if she wins because she like the shit she's been through. It's just I know what Sansa has. Well, Sansa's just like, I just don't like her attitude in terms of like, stop. Your brother's smarter than you. I know you're like the one that does all this shit, but he's smarter than you. Stop being mean for no reason. And then so she can't help it. She just cannot help it at all. And so I would be upset if one of those two. Danny's just like, Danny got her dragon captured or attacked by dudes that couldn't fly. You know how bad you got to be at like flying a dragon to get people who cannot fly to get you off your dragon.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
Like, what was she doing? Just sitting there? Like, was she like, fly away?
It happened pretty quickly, Tex. I mean, that was within like 5 to 10 seconds. Of it happening, like we could see it coming because we like they had the position cameras perfectly, but like it was pretty quick, right?
It was. She could just lit those dudes up on fire and flew away. She had to sit there and just watch John run to his brother.
Yeah, that's not a bad. That's a pretty valid point. Like there's things she could have done, like because the dragon takes a little bit to take off too. But you're right. Yeah. She kind of sat there for like 30 seconds too long.
I thought she was gonna kill John. I thought she was gonna do that. I haven't.
What? You reckless.
She's jealous of John. John's the true character.
No, she's true not.
She loves him.
I know that.
She loves him,
but
bro.
She also wants the throne. She's mad about the throne.
She knows John's not like that, though. Like, John's not going to take the throne. Like, we all know John's not
but
like
she,
that.
But can she take that risk, though?
Yeah. The thing is, like, okay, if that was an issue with her, she would have never let him on the dragon in the first place, right? Don't just say, no, I got this. I'll command the two dragons. You go ahead and lead the infantry. Like, right. You don't let John the dragon if you're jealous of him.
That's true.
Yeah, like, there's just no way, bro. I think at the end, like, it's not going to be a battle between them. That's just one thing I don't see happening.
Interesting.
I'm ready for whatever, man.
Yeah. So, like,
I feel like Bran's going to be the reason why it's going to be a battle between everybody. It's going to be the worst dude ever.
He's going to start some trouble. Yeah. Start gossiping.
Yeah, what the fuck was Bran doing with his ravens, too?
Oh, Mike, don't even get me started, this dude. Aren't you supposed to warg and come back and report to them and tell them what's happening? Like, be like, oh, the Night King's up there. He's coming. Like, at least do something. This man just sat in a chair warging the whole time.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame.
He was trying to get the Night King to come to him. I think he was trying to, like, make him like he was vulnerable.
I could see that.
I think he was just trying to, like, be a sitting duck. Okay. So he was trying to, whatever, he took the Night King to come directly to him. He saw the couch, the amount of the massacre that was taking place, so...
Were you disappointed Bran wasn't the Night King?
People wanted that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that
he
was
He still could become a Night King, couldn't he?
Yeah, he still could be. He could be the next Night King or something like that. I don't know.
That tree's still there. There's probably still kids. Wildlings.
Children of the forest.
Yeah.
No, they're dead.
Just take
a
dragon glass and a tree. You're good to go. It's a possibility, man. It may end up happening.
They got to burn it. They got to burn it. Just like that kid that was the Umber kid. That symbol has been like recurring throughout the entire series.
Yeah, what is that? Have we figured that out?
It's like the Night King symbol or something, and it traces back to the tree. Like around the tree, if you look closely, there's like little shrubs around it like that give you the same pattern. So I think it's definitely gonna come back to that tree. Like they're gonna have to burn it or dragon glass it, like Tex said, something crazy. Like you're gonna have to make sure you destroy everything.
Do all weirwood trees look like that though? Is that just like a weirwood symbol?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't know though.
Yeah, it's like and then okay, kind of moving on. Like how is like 20,000 infantry before this battle is like, oh whatever. But what do they have left? How are they going to beat Cersei now? Just dragons?
Well, remember Daario? The dude
Daario
back
Harris?
The Slaver's Bay. They have them. They have Dorne because even though the Sands are dead, they still have that army.
That's true.
I mean, they
Dornish?
Can still
They have
options.
They still have the Cronin man, the guy that was with Ned Stark. Oh shoot, I forgot his name right now. The Mir Reed, the Reeds from remember that took Bran up north that died. Their father, that knew John was a Targaryen. What was his name? Something Reed.
Shit, he's one of my favorite characters.
Marin Trent. And stuff. I forget his name, bro.
Game of Thrones. They still have him and his people in the neck. Jojen House. Howland Reed. There it is.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know if they could introduce a new character this late, but they have. I guess you're right. They do have allies still. They still have the shattered Iron Islands fleet.
Oh yeah.
But they lost their mega infantry and cavalry. So, but at least they got the people with the plot armor though. they have like a half dozen people that will never die.
Facts. I don't know about never. Maybe not until like the end of the last episode. True. Or the second to last episode.
Yeah. How do you think? Do you think Brienne survives, or is she gonna die protecting Sansa or something? Like we thought she was gone in this episode.
They should have died. At least a couple of them should have died, man. That's the only complaint I have. But besides that,
Tex, any last thoughts on the episode?
No, Brienne can't die until she has sex with Tormund. So
that's true. That's a really good point. Big one.
Tormund's the goat.
Do you think they'll end up with, like, in a castle somewhere?
No, hell no. I can never see them just
settling down.
Cooped up in a castle. No.
You'll never settle.
But, all right, who's your top three characters? Just real quick before you
end. Like, the top three that I've enjoyed watching over the last, like, 8 seasons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. Jamie, I think, is number one for me. His transition. I guess I'll have to go with John. I know he's a little bland, but he's carried the show through a lot of it. Tormund's great as a comedic relief. I guess it's Tyrion.
It's tough.
Tyrion's
right?
Top three for
it's
me.
It's tough.
Tyrion's dope.
Yeah. So I think those would probably be. I'd have to can't think of it longer, but those are my three off the top of my head. How about you, CK?
Tyrion, Jon, and the last one's tough. Like it used to be Bronn, but the way he switched up the last couple seasons, like it went to Tormund.
Okay. So fair enough. Tex. Yeah,
that's my three.
We're gonna go with Tyrion, John, and Cersei.
Damn, yeah. All right, so you went with the other twin.
Loves him some Cersei.
Yeah, solid choices.
So I made a list of who dies before I went to the show.
Okay.
I thought Brienne was going to die saving Jaime.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For Lady Mormont, I put super dead. I knew she was going to flesh her. I didn't even know she was going to die the way she did. I said super dead.
Super dead.
Let's see. I said Samwell lives because he's useless. Gendry lives. Beric dies, obviously. John's Nightwatch friend, which is the
Ed
dies.
Ed.
And then
you're pretty active.
But I also said Grey Worm dies, but I don't know how he did it. Like he was like,
yeah.
I feel like he has something to fight for now, so he's not like fighting fearlessly. So that's why he's still alive.
It's obvious the same people writing in this Game of Thrones are not when it started, right? If this
no question, yeah.
Go on, CK.
George R. R. Martin stopped in like season 5, I want to say. Like when John died. I think that was the last
He's still writing time these books. Yeah, he's still not done with these books.
He's not done. Yeah. So it's like two different directors compared to George R. R. Martin's book. So no one knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, because in the books, there's no Night King. Like, so it's going to be weird what they're going to do.
Really?
And George R. R. Martin said there's going to be no Night King in the books. So I wonder what's going to happen with the Army of the Dead there.
Interesting.
And whatnot. So, yeah, because did you see that he didn't like the Giants draft pick? He thought they should have waited till 17.
Yeah, apparently he's a Giants and a Jets fan, which makes no sense.
That's weird.
Oh, really?
Both.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
That's like maybe an Eagles Steelers.
He's a Giants and a Jets fan. Like
just
he,
a Steagle. Yeah.
So he like, I guess he's rooting for the all Steagle. New York teams. So yeah, he said he didn't like that guy, but he doesn't watch college football. But here's why you shouldn't like this Daniel Jones guy.
Yeah. Well, like the interesting thing is he named the Giant 1-1 after the Giants and Phil. And Sims, and I just thought it was a nice tie-in that he named it.
Oh.
Yeah, 1-1.
That's fire.
Yeah. That's after, cool. After yeah, 11 tech, I don't know if you got that, but.
Yeah. I got it.
So.
Tex didn't get it.
I'm lost.
1-1 is 1-1 for 11 for Phil Sims, number, for the Giants?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Giant was called 1-1.
Because the Giant,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the Giant's name was 1-1.
Giant.
And Phil
giant?
Sims on the Giant. In the
Game of Thrones.
In the book, in the show.
There's a Giant named 1-1?
Yeah, that's what the Giant was called. The one in the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah.
And,
you don't remember that?
Come on, Tex. Tighten up.
No. I know main character names. Rainy sub-characters, you're going to miss me with that.
Oh.
To your credit, though. They didn't say
I know, huh?
Yeah, to your credit, they didn't say it that often.
Okay. They didn't say it that often. I was like, I don't, like, names, names are the one thing in the show that kind of, like, go away right away. You don't realize the ones you see a lot on television. Because, I didn't say anything legible. Sorry, I'm just making noises.
It's all good. We could call it for this week. CK, really appreciated you being on. Everybody check out his stuff. Will be linked in the description. If you're on iTunes, go over to YouTube. Check out the podcast there and then click on his stuff or just Google. But otherwise, appreciate you, CK. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having
chatting with you. And yeah, so keep up the great work on YouTube and take care, bud.
All right.
Bye.
See you, Tex.
See you, Fox.
Peace.